Well, guys, the harvest is coming up. Looks like we need to start getting ready for a sacrifice.
Yep, and we're all in agreement. It's going to be Eric.
Definitely Eric.
Definitely Eric.
I'll sharpen the knife.
It's only fair. It is my turn.
Well, don't sharpen
the knife. I'll get the ceremonial blood basin.
Oh, yep.
Yep, we need the blood basin.
Oh, and don't forget about the bread to dip in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely need the blood.
Man, guys, the old gods are going to love this.
Wait, what?
Old gods?
You mean the new gods?
Yeah, we go from new gods.
Yeah.
No, man, fuck the new gods. The old gods will drown the world in their wrath.
Oh, wow.
Oh. All right, Eric, get up off the sacrificial table. We know what we're doing now.
Can I go next week?
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
No.
See how he likes it.
Wow,
I do like it. Thank you.
That is annoying. That's really...
Oh, you're recording now?
Yeah.
I can pay attention to you now?
No. Oh, no, okay. Now you stop.
No, I just had to throw up. You never can pay attention to Eric.
No, I don't
think... See, this is what you do. You stop paying attention when they start recording.
I don't even pay attention to Eric, and I'm, like, good friends with him.
Shut up.
That explains your driving.
Shots fired by the guy who needs a ride home.
Yes.
Roasted.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ragnarok. Another Ragnarok actual play is what's happening tonight. I started a different way. I'm fucking improvising, man.
This is what
happens when Eric runs. You don't get the normal. You get Eric all the time. 100% Eric.
You don't get a good introduction. Wow. You get Eric.
This is a great introduction.
I'm watching the count. It's going down now.
Yeah, you're looking upside down.
No.
Because that changes the numbers.
You know? I don't know how we got this live count of our listeners and downloads, considering we're recording this episode, and it's not going to go up for, like, months.
Oh, it's just going down because James left the room. James, come back. We're playing a game.
Nope.
Oh.
Hey, people like James.
Me too.
I mean, he's an asshole, but people like him.
Yeah, unlike you.
I'm a likable asshole.
Everyone likes me.
They gave me
press
threes.
Press four.
Press three if you want Eric to shut the fuck up.
It's all threes. I'm going to have all threes.
This is going to be a real difficult game to run today.
Ten. That's... Yeah.
Ten pretty bitches.
Ten.
I mean, if you want, I'll take over. I know jack shit about wrestling.
Yeah.
All right, so, Meyer. Gold Nugget challenges you to a match.
Okay.
There's no Gold Nugget!
I win.
There's now. No, you gotta roll for it.
Okay. Right arm.
Oh! You rip his right arm off and beat him to death with it.
No.
You win the match, but it was televised, so you go to jail.
Man. Oh, well.
Only for 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good game.
It's KK.
Good game, guys.
Yeah,
all right, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to our actual play. All right, so yeah, we're going to be running a Worldwide Wrestling role-playing game. It's WWF. What? Okay. Worldwide Wrestling role-playing game. Worldwide Wrestling role-playing game. Worldwide Wrestling role-playing game. Ah, I fucking got it!
No, you messed up the first one.
No. Fucking, there's no recording to prove that. All right.
Listeners, slow that down.
So, we're playing the WAWF tonight. Let's introduce our characters. We're going to start from Ryan and go counterclockwise, because at the very end, there's going to be a new character. Spoiler alert!
Oh, you dick! I didn't know that.
It was Alex, because he wasn't in other games.
Nope. I'm an old character.
Wow! Like Ric Flair.
Well, hello everyone. I am Ryan, and tonight I'm going to be reprising my role as Gargantuan George Gangopolis, or G3. He dresses in a classical toga, sandals, and laurels with an eye patch that switches sides because he can never remember which side he's supposed to be on. His backstory is that he was descended from Polyphemus the Cyclops, and he is bald, and he is a pretty large man. He is the giant.
All right.
Thank you. How do you do it, my man?
It's poetry.
It takes effort.
What you don't know is that Ryan scripts his day out every morning.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I don't start my day until 11 a.m.
To the script. All right, I'm Chris, and I'm going to play Rouge. I'm going to write what I wrote about it. Shut up, Meyer. I'm going to read what I wrote about his name and look. Rouge changes his look as drastically as possible, as often as possible. So imagine whatever you want. He's also from Lake Chargagagag, Manchowgagag, Manchowgungagungamag.
Really fucked that up.
Lake Chargagagag, Manchowgagag, Chowbunagungamau, Massachusetts.
Nice.
And what?
I don't really believe you're from there.
What playbook is he?
The clown.
All right.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing the anti-hero Jesse Evans. He hails from Brooklyn, New York. And
I've got serious beef with Mike Nightstorm.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
Also, pairing them. Yep. The Pass Out of Colors is also not on my good list because it's a +4 as well. And also Mimicker is also +4. G3 is only +3.
What?
G3 is a +3 for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much heat I have on the museum.
Nice.
Well, we discussed that earlier.
I only have +1 with you. I have +4 with Fast Eddie.
I have +3 with you, Billy. And I have +2 with Ryan.
I wish we could play some more games with Mr. Derek.
When you have +4 heat, you gain +1 audience, and it resets to heat +1.
Oh, so then... Yeah.
No, when you finish the feud.
Whenever you work a match... Oh, yeah. Whenever you work a match with a character you have +4 heat with. Right. Probably should have read the first line of that.
Lines are overrated.
I have not done a match with Fast Eddie since the first game when he and who else was it? Was it Jesse Evans?
I was your tag team partner.
That's right. You were with me and he was with
some random person.
He was with Daxton Cool.
Daxton Cool, that's right. And the two of them got the best of me and pinned me.
Yeah, they did.
So they pulled a swift one on you?
Yeah.
You lost the match for me, you jerk.
Uh-huh.
Show me what you've got.
Oh, that's the character I should have made.
Yeah.
Giant floating head.
Everyone worships you.
You can't teach that.
You can't teach being a giant floating head.
No.
He's S-A-W-F-T.
Soft.
Does that stand for something? Or
No.
It's soft. It's misspelled.
Soft.
Oh.
It's soft misspelled. That's ignorant.
I'm really behind
you. You're really
that.
Overthinking it.
Yeah.
Not so misspelled.
Well, yeah, that's how you spell it. You can't teach that.
You can, actually.
That's how
they do every time they spell it out.
That's how Enzo and Big Cat
spell it out for you.
S-A-W-F-T. James, what are you playing?
Oh, okay. It's my turn now, finally? Are we done with our rants? Hi, I'm James. I'm playing the Jobber, also known as the Mimicker. He normally comes out dressed as his opponent and copies all of his moves and insults.
That's my gimmick.
No, you do it in, satirically. I do it because I don't have any creative skill of my own.
Wow.
I do it because I have to.
He has no
just
moves.
Eric.
He's got no original moves.
We're going to have to build up. We can't do it right away. But clearly, we have to have a match, and neither of us know how to come out.
Well, you say you come out dressed dressed, like, I'd have to be like, shit, what's he going to wear? Like,
the last time when he was feuding with Crusher Stevens, he came out with just a plain outfit, so talking about how boring it was and eating saltine crackers dipped in water.
Entrance. Insulting spoof of opponent's entrance.
You do an insulting spoof. I come out exactly as they are.
Oh, okay.
Mine's cinematic and dramatic.
Yeah.
Speaking of a person whose entrance is cinematic and dramatic, and the character played by...
I'm not even fucking done yet.
Yeah,
Don't!
That's not as many curses as you should say!
Listen, Eric doesn't get
fucked.
Yeah,
you need like another 4 fucks.
Eric doesn't get... He's not the fucker. He's the fuckee.
It's true.
No, I don't even want to go anymore. Oh,
you really destroyed
Well, them. Basically, who can't remember who I am would be Jesse Evans.
That's true.
And, like, but considering what we have planned to be your apprentice, you can never remember me.
That's gonna
be interesting.
Who are you? I'm your apprentice. Well, yeah, what's your name, though?
And G3 refuses to work with me.
Yeah, what's your name again, though? Oh, it's G3?
Well, it's something
like I have you written down as 3G over here.
What is it like?
Oh, that's your phone.
I can't connect to you. You're too tall.
It's true.
It's like I was just looking
gargantuan George.
Yeah.
George Skengopoulos. I was just looking at my bonds, or my heat, rather. Who have I hurt intentionally? Rouge. Who tries the hardest to avoid working with me? Rouge.
Should I ask my other two to see if I can get those two involved with me? Well, or you want to wait for that? Or you want to just, you know, cut me off again? I mean,
I'd like to cut you off now.
As it says, G3, apparently you wish you were as cool as me.
I do.
We could throw in those other questions. Let's have Alex introduce himself first.
No, I'm Alex, and I'm...
Alright, James, back to you.
And I'm playing Dr. Thundercrack, the provocateur. Dr. Thundercrack hails from Tinseltown, and he wears a tiny, barely legal on TV silver thong, and the rest of his body is covered in purple glitter body paint. During his entrance, which is cinematic and dramatic, he wears a cape and struts down to the ring like Bela Lugosi Dracula. And he throws off his cape before he starts. His finisher is Release the Thunder Kraken, where he lays his opponent down on the mat and then jumps and lands with his ass on their face. Jumps off the top rope.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Into an ass face sandwich.
That is the worst thing to face.
I mean, he's a big guy. He's been sweating in the ring.
Is it basically Yokozuna's finisher, but on their face?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You just get up and he's just stuck.
Yeah, but he only wants the middle rope.
Yeah, he did do it in the middle. Yeah.
No, this is top rope.
Shit.
Oh. So
that's the point.
This is serious.
Yokozuna was like 500 pounds.
Yeah, he's not that big.
James, you said you had one or two questions left, and after your one or two questions, we'll do all of Alex's, because we have to have our Bonds questions for, like, you know, Bonds.
Oh, I already got Jesse.
James Bond?
Yeah.
Gold Bond?
No, just regular
James Bond. James Bond. Like it's shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. You also like fucking sluts.
Ah, yes. The big sluts with the big titties.
Alex. Off track. Yeah, that's showing Alex a picture of Yokozuna doing the bonsai drop.
It's a video, yeah.
It's a video.
Bonsai!
Kind of like that?
Yeah, but off the top rope and on their face.
Okay. So, all right, so
murdering them.
Who was my tag team partner before they made it big?
No, I was in a tag team with Fast Eddie Cutlass.
Sure, me.
Yay, what is your name?
Dr. Thundercrack.
What is your name? And who is always trying to get management on my side?
Who? I don't even know who you are, so...
Maybe, I don't know. I refuse to work with you, so that doesn't really make sense.
I don't even know your name, so I definitely didn't know. I guess it would be me then, seeing how...
You could have more than one bond with someone, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to have...
You don't have to.
Yeah, it doesn't... I'm just saying it.
And make sure to... I think you take one heat with the person who answers the question.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Speaking in that rouge...
Just
someone died.
I have to ask my question.
Oh wait, that's right. That was I was a face because that means I got like a bunch of bonuses or something.
Yeah, because faces get one extra heat with heels and heels with faces and such.
Yeah, right.
So is that all your questions?
Yeah, that's it. Now
we can do Alex's questions, although we should probably wait for Chris to come back.
Nah, it's
probably dead. I saw him get murdered.
Yeah.
He's not coming back.
Just looked away for a moment.
Got killed by the shower curtain.
Yeah.
He became sentient.
Didn't realize you guys had a sentient shower curtain.
Neither did I.
Well, there's ghosts.
We
live in a murder house.
Yeah. Our underfloor, the underlayment for the floor, all corpses.
That's what that smells like.
I have the name Lance Perriman written down.
It's the man who killed somebody here.
He's one of our ghosts.
Yeah, that's
he likes to write his name down on pieces of paper and leave it for people. That's all he does.
Usually he kills the people who find the name.
No, he just... No. Oh, no, that's Pants Lerriman. No, Lance Perriman just writes his name down.
I'll have to listen back to the other games and see if there's some reason I have the name written down.
It's Pants Lerriman.
Yeah.
Pants Lerriman. I don't even know his name anymore.
Yeah, it's best not to remember his name, because if you do, he's definitely going to kill you.
Good
do
God,
not,
Lerman.
Do not say his name right.
Good God, Lerriman.
Wait, no, Chris.
You can pause it.
No. Oh. This is pure unfiltered record run.
Or we could just banter.
Well, he wants to draw this out as long as possible.
One game I'm never listening to.
The counter's going down faster and faster, it looks like.
Well, it's not my fault Chris left.
And yes, it is. It's your fault that you're not stopping the recording, or
this is,
you're just letting this go on.
Everyone gets to hear what Ragnarok is like.
Everyone's hitting three a lot now.
So many threes.
Fucking
Meyer, why don't you give us another little taste of Holiday Handbook? Did you handbone yourself raw? Is that
my insides are like jelly right now.
I think he turned himself into Mark Wahlberg. Like, you know, bruises all over his chest.
We're gonna try to put Meyer back together and hear something else. This is coming back.
I'm gonna piss blood tonight.
We're waiting!
You guys waiting for me?
Yeah, I had to answer my questions.
Well,
I said that as soon as
we didn't
want to
wait for you and Eric Forster.
Just so you know, all the listeners heard you going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Completely silent, and we picked the mic up and brought it over there.
Good.
If you could believe we were completely silent for more than 5 seconds.
I couldn't believe that, and I could hear you through the wall.
So. 5 seconds is pushing it.
All right, who helped me to get where I am now?
Well, you're an oldie.
No, maybe.
You're an old guy. You're old.
It should be me. I think that's the sort of person Rouge might like to introduce to everyone.
Or could it be me?
Dr. Thundercrack.
Yeah. Giant guy who jumps on people's heads.
Giant. Big. Who thinks I'm all smoke and no fire?
That'd be me.
Wow.
Oh.
Maybe like, you know, you two were a tag team back when he wasn't doing that, and now he's going and being all this provocative character and stuff. You're like, I knew you back when you were just whatever.
Who is trying to steal my approach?
No. I think any of us.
All right, good.
I mean, unless we have a match, I'll probably dress like you just for that one match.
Who's my fan even though we're peers?
I'll be your fan.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're, because he's another big guy that does well.
Yeah.
So James is a face, so I get plus one with them.
And you also get plus one with anyone who answered a question.
Yeah. But I got an extra plus one.
Right.
And nothing for Meyer.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's a little bitch.
Hey, I don't look up to you.
Well, you should.
So who remembers what happened last week?
Not me.
No, I remember I got the shit kicked out of me in Maine.
Was it Christian Faith who was missing?
Yes.
That's right. Christian Faith went missing.
Jesse Evans beat some guy up. He probably doesn't really matter, though. He's looking like some guy.
That was me. You beat me up.
Oh. What's your name again?
I'm the mimicker.
You also humiliated him in front of his family and his hometown.
Will you stop playing with them?
No! Don't tell me what to do!
You remember how he ends up in that match? Like what happened?
You're
before?
Using my electricity. I'll do what I want.
And the people loved it. I got in that match because management's trying to bury me.
I'm using
Mars. They're not happy with me.
Because Mike Nightstorm was thinking that you were the reason Christian Faith was missing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone's blaming you for Christian Faith being missing.
Well, he is. You don't know if everyone is.
Well,
no, he's the prime suspect because they were enemies. they were rivals.
It's a good thing we had a match today.
What else happens?
Ryan had a match.
Who did I have a match with? I forget.
Daxton Cool, the guy who had teamed up with Fast Eddie Cutlass to go up against you and Jesse
Evans.
That's right.
And I obliterated him.
Yeah, you beat the hell out of him, but something happened after that match, too.
Riptide challenged me to a something or other.
That's right. He came out, because he's a big guy, too, but not as big as you. And he's like, oh, you think you can push these guys around? Well, you're meeting me next week.
Riptide.
Riptide!
That's right.
Who was the one I was following around? It was Riptide's friend, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Undertow?
No, you were facing...
Hannibal or Crusher Stevens?
Crusher Stevens and Hannibal at different points. Because Crusher Stevens, you fought him at the last show you were at. And then Hannibal had come out and you were making fun of him. Because Hannibal attacked Crusher Stevens, and then you were making fun of him, too.
Oh, he, like, bumped into me or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
And I was insisting he apologized for bumping into me, and he didn't, so I followed him around the rest of the night. Yeah.
And actually, last week, on the last week's show, when you weren't here, you had a match against Crusher Stevens. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong paper.
No, he was on commentary during the other guy's match.
So I was looking at the other paper.
Oh, you fool.
No, they also had a tag match. It was Rouge and Mayo versus Crusher Stevens and Brandon Baker.
Random.
Oh, I found Eric.
Brandon Baker.
I found Lance Perryman is the good general manager.
Oh, okay.
He manages the
wow, you really know your game there.
I take fucking notes.
So he's not a ghost who just writes his name down. He could be.
So wait. So Eric, you're saying the manager for your fake game is a ghost that haunts this house?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my god,
that's exactly
what a storyline, people. If you want to hear the storyline develop, press 4.
Always press 4. So
no,
yeah,
it's press 3.
Oh, press 3.
Before we get on to this next week's show, we are going to take a quick pause break so I can work out a card for what's going on. Because that's the way I'm supposed to do it. I'm supposed to,
Shut up, Eric.
I have to get the new character involved and everything.
You should have had this ready already.
Yeah,
so
this book specifically says...
So we don't pause when Chris has to take a piss, but we want to...
No, the book doesn't say to pause when Chris has to take a piss. The book says to pause when I have to make the card.
You pause the fucking game! We were talking about a little kid calling a woman a piece of shit.
Yeah,
right.
It's a great story for the listeners.
Yeah, too bad you didn't hear it, because we had to pause.
It was actually a great story, too. It was really funny.
If you want to hear the story, press 3.
No, press 4.
No, press 3, because it was press 3 that telling everything.
Yeah, oh, true, okay.
No, it's a dumb press 3 ever. All right, so I have the card all set up. This is the next edition of WAWF War Room.
What does WAWF stand for?
Whoop-Ass Wrestling Federation.
Oh.
That's stupid.
Your face is stupid. And
hey, you apologize to me.
Never. Everyone's been mean to me the entire night. I'm not apologizing.
No one's been mean to you, son of a bitch.
No one has been more mean to you than usual. Except
should
that.
Should I have done this over move before you made the card? Probably.
Pause again. Don't tell each other epic stories.
If you have +4 audience at the top of the show, which I do,
okay.
I gain +2 momentum.
All right.
And I roll plus luck. I got a 10. So on a 10 plus, pick 2 from the 7 to 9 list. I can demand and be granted any match that I want. I can call out anyone on the roster to explain themselves and gain +1 heat with them, or I can gain +1 momentum. All right. You know what? I'm going to gain +1 momentum.
Okay.
So I've got a shitload of momentum right now. And I don't know who I would call out, but...
Autobots, roll out.
Who are you supposed to be feuding with? You call that person out.
Fast Eddie Cutlass.
Oh.
Well,
Derek's not here.
Yeah. I've got the most heat with Fast Eddie. I'm also, the next highest seed I have is with Rouge, Daxton Cool, the Mimicker.
You just refuse to work with me.
But I refuse to work with you.
Yeah. But,
it's pretty sad if they're calling
Didn't you lose the tag match for
Evans?
Yeah.
Oh, call out your partner for costing you the match.
All right.
He cost me the match. He lost. Oh.
I was the one who got pinned.
That doesn't mean he can't call you out for being the one that called
him. I'll just call him now. Now it is.
You're ruined.
Yeah.
You ruined my winning streak.
So that's what's going to go down?
You're going to call me out?
I don't know.
All right, think dramatic soap opera and think of a reason to call him out. Because I lost that match.
You're going to call me out, you son of a bitch? I wouldn't have got pinned and lost the match if you hadn't such and such a thing.
Well...
Yeah, you could turn around the blame on him. Like,
I will blame you
for this. And...
Well, you know what? One of my questions with you is that
who'd rather kick the shit out of to prove how badass I am, and that's you. Call me out, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass and show you how badass I am.
There we go. Alright, so,
are you fighting
already?
Oh, who's that guy that you have who's that big asshole that we were fighting?
Nice door, Mike Nicestor. Listen, I can have two matches in one night. It's happened before.
Yeah, it has.
Plus, he's at a pipe. He's just calling now. We don't have a match. We may have a match next
week.
That's true.
We can have a match next time.
You have the match.
I will hold off on that then.
Yeah, maybe like if you win.
Eric's racing again.
Don't
Ryan,
hold off on it.
You're the worst.
After you win with what's the name? Riptide.
At the end of your match, you grab the mic and talk about how
and we'll have a little.
You guys could fight in the ring.
Sounds good.
You guys verbally fight and then
physically fight.
Then they go to strike each other and then it gets broken up and then the actual match with Nightstorm happens later
and then I'll just hit you with a chair.
Or a baseball bat covered in barbed wire. That's a normal thing to keep around.
Yeah. Underneath a ring apron.
Yeah.
That's on fire.
Alright, so.
Don't have a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire under your bed?
No, I keep it under my wrestling ring in the backyard.
I have a nightstick.
I have a full-blown fucking mace next to my bed.
I got a rock.
I have that whip.
Watch me whip.
And a machete.
Watch my nana.
Yeah. Yeah, and nunchucks.
Speaking of segues, so,
Scooters?
Tonight's show is starting, but it's before the start of the show, everyone's getting to the arena. Who would be arriving first? Anyone traveling with anyone?
No, I usually show up first, remember?
Where are we?
We're in Lake Chargagagog, and
Chargagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag
try to get that
card. Show's from Rouge's hometown. Or at least it's from Bill's hometown. Yeah. Is that where he's actually from, or is he just Bill from there?
I don't know. It's a surprise.
Surprise for everyone.
You're welcome. So, you know, Rouge should probably be there early. James, you usually get there early. Were you traveling with him or with Evan since, like, you guys...
No, he doesn't fucking remember me.
Oh, right.
That doesn't and mean... we didn't start that yet.
Yeah, me and G3 traveled.
That's going to happen later after this after his match with Nightstorm.
Me and G3 hang out. we travel together. All
right, so, Rouge, you're there first, then.
Hooray, I'm the best.
You're in town. So you're, you know, what are you doing to get ready for the show?
Gargling.
That's a good
gargling. Yeah, you know, gotta have minty fresh breath. Yeah.
Fair enough.
When you're relentlessly mocking people.
Yeah. Alright,
so, you know, you're getting ready and you're approached.
And I'm...
gargling.
Okay, thank you.
When you gargle.
Well, Listerine, I guess. How much money do I make in the WAWF?
I don't fucking know.
A lot or a little?
I think you're a little higher on the cards. You probably get a decent amount.
Listerine or store brand mouthwash?
Listerine. Like how
you make okay. Listerine money.
All right.
How much a year is he pulling out?
No, I'm making Listerine money. That's what I needed to know. It's not America's Choice mouthwash. It's Listerine.
What's he making, like $40K a month a year?
I'm more of a scope man.
$40K a month.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Money.
Pretty good.
God damn, I wish I was making $40K a month.
That's pretty good, $40K a month.
Yeah, I'll do that. I was making even a quarter of that.
So you're approached while you're gargling.
Still quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's by someone you recognize. It's by Crusher Stevens.
Oh, okay. When I see him, I'm going to spit out my Listerine and some... in surprise.
Okay, I'm only getting 120K a year.
Or I'm gonna stare at him, gargle for a minute, and then just kind of spit it out into the air off to the side.
It's a nice trick.
Yes, it is. Now I have good breath, and so is the air around me.
It's good to have good breath, I guess. Right.
Don't want the cameras picking up stink lines from my mouth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I'm gonna work with this guy. So. Yeah.
Is this the guy that I was following around? Right.
Yeah, it's one of them, because you were
which fighting... Which was the one that bumped into... Oh,
that was Hannibal.
All right, and Hannibal was the one I was relentlessly torturing.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, I hear they're trying to put us in another match together tonight.
Okay. Well, so good to work with you.
Good, yeah, glad. Yeah, we have some good chemistry, I guess. If you could, though... I don't know, I just think maybe you lighten up a little on the saltines and everything. I mean...
But you're so bland.
What? It's not an act, it's how I actually feel.
It's time to go out into the arena and see if they have any vanilla ice cream.
I mean, not everyone's a flashy character, man. I go out there and just kick ass. I mean,
you didn't kick my ass.
Oh, well, yeah, this is real now, right? Right?
Well.
Is it?
So, your big thing is you go out and fake kick ass? Look at me.
Puts his hands in the
air. Yeah, for the listeners.
Continues
to do so. Dude, I'm not trying to be. Could you stop doing that for a second?
I guess.
I'm talking to you, you know?
Well, I thought maybe you'd look at me for a minute.
I
drink it in.
Alright, look, I mean, like, just. People are laughing at me, and I'm not a.
That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, but I'm not a comedy character, man. I'm a serious guy.
Seriously? Well. All right, yeah, seriously boring. Look, man, how about this? You get that guy Hannibal to come back out and interfere in the match again, and I'll point my laser beam of hate at him.
Man, you know what? I could probably, we could probably arrange that. It makes sense, story-wise, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk to the...
Plus, he's even easier to make fun of. What a dumbass.
I'm not sure. I guess I should be complimented by that.
Sure.
All right, yeah, I'll talk it over with him and see what we can get going. I'm sure he'll be happy to...
All right. Now, Felix, excuse me. I'm very busy.
She goes back to posing. Yeah, man, you just keep up. I don't want to take you away from that.
He's just doing it. So.
Well, Christopher Stevens walks away. He leaves you alone to pose.
Yeah. Just because he walks away, Rouge doesn't stop.
G3 walks in and tosses his coat. Rouge.
I stand there holding his coat up.
Now, Alex, you're one of the new guys in the company.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna get wheeled out. Yeah.
Which is weird because he's
a hand cart just stuck in that pose with your coat still dangling off my arm.
So you're one of the newer guys in the company. You're a recent hire, and the one of the managers. I already forgot his name. Lance Perriman.
Lance Perriman.
You know,
that's super important. Lance Perriman. All
right. Well, he's in the company.
I don't know.
So he's called. He wants to speak with you because you know you're new on the card, and he wants to speak with his new talent.
All right, I go to his trailer office.
His office. Are you already dressed up for?
Oh no. Elijah is wearing. That's his real name. Is wearing slacks and a turtleneck sweater. And a sports jacket with elbow patches.
as you're walking through the halls, you see me talking. You see Mimicker talking to Evans. Mimicker, remember? You beat me up last week in front of my family and insulted me in front of them.
Not really. I don't really ring any bells. You actually work? So they got you for another gig?
Yes! I work here! I've been working here for as long as you have!
I thought it was a one-time gig.
No!
I thought you were just like, you know,
we fought like on several occasions. I was out for a while because you actually hit me with a real chair.
Still not ringing a bell.
Remember I sued you?
You see some of your compatriots arguing as you pass by. Feel free to introduce yourself if you feel like. But you do have a request to come to the office.
Yeah, I'm going to the office.
Alright. So, Lance Perriman is waiting in his office, because what else would he be doing when he's expecting company?
Is he just sitting there waiting for him to come in, or is he actually doing other things?
He's
like
doing work. He's not just like, let's wait.
He's posing like Rouge.
Because that's what I would be if I had it. I'm expecting a meeting. I wouldn't be doing anything else. Just be sitting there waiting for that door to open.
His phone is on his desk, and he's just like, wait a moment, and then the alarm goes off, and he drops the phone. Solid hour. New record.
Elijah knocks on the door, walks in. Oh, hello, Mr. Perriman.
Oh, Elijah. Right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the, Dr.
Thundercrack. Yes, yes.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you, Lance Perriman.
Yes, yes.
I'm the on-screen, one of the on-screen commissioners. I'm sure you know me already.
Oh, yes, yes. I've done some extensive research into the organization.
I'm glad to hear it. We always like to hear that from our new hires.
I saw Jesse Evans and the Mimicker having a discussion out in the hallway.
Oh, yeah?
Is Jesse all right?
What do you mean?
It seems he's having some memory issues. It could be a byproduct of a concussion.
Well, a serious issue.
he does have a very hard-hitting style, but, I mean, we're very careful with our tests.
And oh, no, I understand. I'm just worried that maybe it was a recent development that maybe hasn't been picked up yet. I'm just worried about him, that's all.
Well, I mean, I suppose we could look into things with him. What was happening? What was...
He just didn't seem to recall Richard at all.
Was that your name?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you just joking.
No.
Yeah. I love how Alex just knows everyone. Wait, when you say Dr. Thundercrack, is he like a literal PhD?
Yes. Maybe not as yeah.
Is a resident Xavier Woods has a doctorate?
Yeah, yeah. He does. Yeah.
I think he does have an actual doctorate. He earned that doctor. It is there.
What is the doctorate in? Economics?
I don't know.
Yet. Thugonomics.
Yeah, doctorate in thugonomics.
Maybe maybe you're actually a medical doctor, which is why you're so concerned about CTE.
No, that would take a lot longer. He's 35.
Okay.
Medical doctor would take a lot longer.
I think in kayfabe, if anyone asks you what your doctor in, it should be thugonomics.
Oh, I could make someone break kayfabe. I don't know what that means, but
kayfabe is like the fake wrestling. I mean, real.
Wrestling's real to me, damn it.
I'll figure out what his PhD is in.
Well, I suppose we can look into Mr. Evans and see if everything's all right. Thanks for, you know, bringing this up.
I figured that would be something that's common knowledge, that he never remembers me, so I figured he'd be like, oh, no, that happens all the time.
That could be the case, but I already said the answer.
Damn it. Now they're going to test me. Yeah, that's way better.
Well, I just called you in because I figured we should meet each other. I wanted to let you know your assignment for tonight, because we want to make sure to feature talents like yours.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Very, very up front, so, you know, put you out there. It's funny you mentioned the Mimicker, actually. Because you two are going to be facing off tonight. He's a talented guy, but you know he's
oh yeah. I've seen many of his matches. It's that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I think you guys could work well together. I'm sure he'll be happy to take your finish. And
yeah.
Holly, you just hear. Oh, come on.
Yes. The crowd likes it, so.
Well, I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they will. We're very happy to have a man of your distinction in our ranks.
What's your actual name, Ryan?
Georgios Gangdopoulos.
I guess after this match is when we become tag team partners, because he was my tag team partner before he made it big. So I guess after this we could become tag team partners.
No, you're with me.
Yeah, maybe
there was a different circuit where we were tag team partners.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it could have been another company.
On the indies.
Chris, what's your real name?
Mm-mm.
No.
Meyer, what's your real name?
It is...
Meyer.
haven't paid attention before. We can.
Maybe it's just Jesse.
I'm like, I guess Madonna. The best example.
Madonna has a real name.
Nah, she doesn't.
Oh.
Rouge is like Sacha Baron Cohen. He never breaks character.
All right, well,
not even really a character.
I look forward to seeing your match tonight.
He's just fucking.
Oh, thank you very much.
Borat.
So
yeah.
Go on and
what's this?
Get cheese. Yourself ready, however you do.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah, it's lots of body paints.
Yeah, so I've seen some tapes.
Is there a determination main on the match? Which way it's going to go?
Oh,
actually,
well,
maybe it's first name is Evan. Maybe
I mean, huh?
Maybe that's the first name is Evan. You would know that. Evan's son that you would be running. His
proper.
Jesse Evan's real name is Evan's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we
you
want
to call it enhancement talent.
We want it to be a good match. We're featuring you, so we're going to give you the win tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
And we'll see where we go from there. It's onward and upward, you know?
Great,
it's
thank
obviously
you.
Going to win. It's my job to lose.
I appreciate the opportunity, and he holds out his giant hand.
He shakes it.
Shakes.
Glad that there's no body paint on it yet?
Nope. Well, he uses good body paint. It doesn't come off.
Oh, okay.
Except from his ass cheeks, because then what he does is finisher. They have like two big turtles.
I use the cheap stuff on my ass.
That's purposeful.
Who gets the lucky job of painting that?
I can do it myself.
Wow.
Yeah, he just fills up a baby pool.
He's very flexible.
I have a basin. I just sit.
There you go.
It's done. What do you mean flexible? I just did it. What? It's...
Okay. Can't do the goof,
let's
though.
Get some body paint so you can prove it. Yeah.
All right. So
I'll lend you one of my thongs.
Mary Elijah adjusts his glasses and walks out. And Richard, we're teamed up tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you later, Evans.
Oh, wait. Are you okay, Evans?
Yeah. Why?
It just seemed like you might be having. I know it's a dangerous business. I just want to make sure that. You're okay.
I'm not hurt or anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, not every problem is always evident. Perhaps you should, sit down, talk to a doctor. Might be worth it.
What are you talking about? What are you trying to...
Well, it seemed like you had some memory issues. Do you not remember? That could be a really big sign of a big problem.
What?
Yeah, maybe you have like a tumor or something. That's why you can never remember me.
It's just that TBI is common in this industry. So I just we're coworkers now. I'm just looking after it. I just want to make sure that you're okay.
TBI,
traumatic brain injury.
I mean, I just don't really remember so many people come and go. I don't really remember working everyone. And I'm sorry if I don't remember a little talent.
No, this is Richard. He's not local talent. He's been working with
you. Well, not anymore.
No. He's been working with you for years.
We've been in this company the same amount of time almost.
I'm sorry.
He should have been here longer. Yeah.
He was here before you started.
It must be one of those faces.
That's just because I play a face.
I'm sorry, Richard. I remember you.
Ah, thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go strip down and paint up. See you guys later.
I got to go paint my ass. I'm versing you. Didn't... Oh. Oh, crap. How much paint do you... Oh.
A lot.
Oh, and you're just in that thong, right?
Yep.
Oh.
And the boots. And the boots.
And boots.
Don't forget the boots.
Oh, man.
The
boots. Really?
Silver.
Okay.
But they're like
silver
ankle boots.
Right?
Yeah.
Ankle boots?
Like they only come up to like a like they're not like the knee high boots that people are thigh boots.
They should be
they
like just, calf height.
No. They come up to like the tops of his ankles. They're like sneakers.
They're like high
tops.
Sneakers.
Yeah. But silver
and sparkly.
Oh yes.
Oh great! Now I gotta go down to wardrobe and find somebody to paint me.
I can show you how. We can paint each other. It's really easy.
Have fun.
I got a plug.
Also, Dr. Thundercrack is completely bald because it just makes it easier to paint.
Fair enough.
You wouldn't happen to have any bald caps, would you? Or
no, all natural. All
right, I guess so. Let me run down to wardrobe and I'll meet you in your room.
Sure.
I gotta get the color down right.
like taking swatches and just holding up to the tapes of him. So, G3.
Yes.
What are you doing to get ready for tonight? What's your, like, your...
You mean, what does he do after hanging his coat on Ruby?
Yes.
Right.
I guess maybe G3 is finding an open area and you know, stretching out, getting limber.
All right, so you're getting limber, getting prepared. A couple other wrestlers are entering. One of them entering is Christian Faith.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Giorgio, hey. Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Not bad. Where have you been?
Craziest thing happened last week, man.
I totally ruined what I was going to do later.
I called the office the next day, but craziest thing. I thought, like, I was told, I heard we were supposed to be in another arena. I was at the arena, you know, the next town over. I got there. No one's there. I look at my bag. I'm trying to contact people. My phone is gone.
And we thought for sure it was overdose. Just kidding, friend.
I lost $50.
Yeah, just kidding.
Good, good. Because we don't want to spread that kind of thing around, man. But it's funny. It's a funny joke. So,
yeah, funny hat, funny guy.
And me with you.
So, why? Who told you to go to the other town?
You know, it was just the rumblings I was hearing. You know, what's his name? Shoot.
Just a rumor.
The rumor, you know.
Rumor has it our next match in this arena.
Evan just told me to go to this place.
Nah.
Yeah, so, what do you call it? Yeah, Nightstorm gave me a ring. He told me, you know, the plans were changed. We were going to this arena, and no one was there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should maybe perhaps share that with Mr. Evans. I think maybe Mike Nightstorm is trying to generate some drama behind the scenes.
Oh. That does not surprise me in the least, actually.
He seems like, how you say in America, a cock.
Yeah, he kind of can be. You're right. It's a good word you've chosen. So, Evans, you want me to talk to Evans, right? So, wait, so what was he doing? Trying to spread drama? Like, what?
He seemed to think that it was Evans' fault. Evan, what is your name? What, your real name? Evan?
Evan. No, Evan something. You should be Evan Jesse's. Look at that J, though.
Jessup's.
Evan Jessup?
Because I know Daniel Bryan's actually Brian Danielson.
Yeah. Right.
Evan Jessup?
Yeah, sure.
He seemed to insinuate that it was Evan's fault that you were not at the last match.
Wow. Yeah, that's not the case at all. Yeah, I'll talk to him. That's pretty odd. Oh, well, I guess I could see why he tried to toss him onto the bus.
Not happy with him. And, you know, in character, neither am I.
But... In character, yeah. Yeah, man, I'll get to Evans right away. Thanks for the heads up, man. Thanks for the concern and everything. No overdose.
Yeah. And G3 gives them a thumbs up.
What do you think it would be better for my character to have a PhD in? Oceanography, sociology, or comparative literature?
Comparative literature.
Yeah. You can have a doctorate in comparative literature.
You can.
Oh, gosh.
So, Mr. Evans, where are you at the moment? Mr. Jessup, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm doing memory exercises.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I did. I'm like, may I talk? I'm trying to talk to Rouge. Rouge. Yeah. There's an extra coat on me now. I pull the coat slightly apart so you can see my face.
Have you noticed I've had memory issues?
No. Okay. Because Dr. Thunderbutt was saying that...
Who's Dr. Thunderbutt?
Are you hallucinating?
And then he just, you know, puts the codes back in front of his face.
Like the guy, he's the big guy, purple. He jumps on people's heads as his finisher.
You're new, right, Dr. Thundercrack?
Yeah, this is
my first match.
First show with the company.
Rouge is just holding the coats in front of his face.
He's, you know, he worked for other organizations, but he's working for his match. Whereas,
he'll pull the coats back apart.
Purple? He's purple sparkly.
You sure it wasn't violet?
I know a guy that dresses in violet paint.
Might be the same guy. He's bald.
Does he have a mustache?
No.
Neither did this guy.
Maybe he's not the same guy, though.
Huh. I'd like to meet him.
Well, he's right now probably painting himself purple or violet. The same color.
I've always wanted to put on, like, body paint. Apart from the 6 times I did.
No, he's probably, you know, as I said, he's probably painting his butt right now. Sorry.
Well, why is he gonna paint his butt? If no one's gonna see that.
Because he jumps on he's finishers. He goes on the top rope and jumps on people's head and then leaves butt prints.
He throws the coats on the ground and just starts rolling around laughing.
He may be the best wrestler ever. And their face is purple.
I feel bad for the poor sucker who's fighting him tonight.
Are they going to get purple faced?
That's a local guy.
I didn't even realize I did that.
Wow, maybe I do gotta go see a doctor.
I need to have an MRI.
Oh, I know a guy.
It's Mayo.
No. It's Dr. Thundercrack.
Mayo brings a MRI everywhere he goes.
Why?
Doctor's trying to talk him down to a CAT scan.
Son of a bitch, just ten CAT scans.
I'm gonna suggest to keep the RP going for a moment because I really gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh,
shut up, Eric.
Sorry, I just gotta go to the bathroom.
Wait. So we don't pause when people go to the
pause
bathroom.
Pause if you want.
But
Just pause.
Oh, you got them to move.
Yeah. It's because I talked to him about
this giant purple butt guy.
Oh, the new guy. Yes, I remember seeing his gimmick. It was very funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Unless he's the violet guy.
Here, I'll pull my phone.
He's on YouTube.
I show you a video on my phone.
Sits there and watches, and then all of a sudden you hear thump, and Rouge just goes back to laughing.
He's got a purple face.
Who is that gonna make have a purple face?
Richard, his name is.
Oh, Richard! Alright.
I grab like a pen and write my hand Richard.
guy who is just like you, but his gimmick is losing.
So he's not like me.
No. That's the exception.
Sounds like a pretty shitty gimmick.
Well, you know.
I mean, he's no what's the guy who's boring that you don't like?
Crusher Stevens.
I don't like Crusher Stevens.
Are you guys in the locker room?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, fuck it. I'll come in. Oh, hey, everyone.
I guess I'm behind. I come running in from the other side of the ball cap.
Who are you?
I'm Elijah. Nice to meet you. You must be Rouge.
Yeah, I don't get off the floor, but I do shake your hand.
The guy I showed you.
No. He's not purple.
Not purple yet.
Not yet. I hold up a big bag and shake it. Gotta paint myself up.
Hey, Elijah, I got the ball cap. We can go to the room now and paint. Oh.
Sure. We're just gonna go paint each other.
Rouge does a kip up when he finds out you're the.
Holy shit, Rouge, I didn't see you back there.
Hey, how's it going, Richard? I just need to shake your hand.
You better do it now.
I can't wait to see you get purple paint all over Richard's face. I have purple paint too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be painted purple, too. Maybe it rubs it off my face.
Maybe
so that
we'll
I have
do
to...
a slightly different shade of purple.
Whoa. Bring it out. It will be like using the same character in a video game, where they have slightly different colors.
I like that. Maybe we'll make your thong gold instead of silver.
He could be violet.
I was thinking more lavender.
Okay.
I kind of like the violet.
It's true. It's true.
Maybe fuchsia?
Maybe future
maybe
might
too
work.
Red. We'll figure it out. I don't just have purple paint in here. I got a whole ton of paint. We can make some match.
Rouge is a little too flashy. Rouge is probably wearing something that's sparkly and bright. And
you might be right.
I think striped, like red and like, purple,
like candy cane.
Yeah, like candy cane. He's wearing a candy cane suit.
Wait, don't you dress like your opponents?
Sometimes.
Not always, right?
Well, not now. He's not going to come out to wrestle now.
When he's quote unquote out of character.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're not in purple paint. You're dressed up as a normal person, and Rouge is dressed up as a candy cane.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later. Come on, Dick.
Later, Richard.
Holy shit!
I wrote your name.
I think you should really see a doctor.
I think I will.
I think I need to see a doctor. I think I just had a stroke. He remembered my name.
We got this comedy game, and Alex just comes in. Do you have a brain?
That is fucking tragic. The next game, we just cut to Evan Jessup getting an MRI in like a hospital gown.
The doctor's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Jessup.
It's sorry for me in the ring, I have to retire.
So those light gray parts, those little light gray spots on the good parts of my brain, right?
Yes. That's why they're so small and there's so few of them.
Alright, so the matches are being posted for tonight.
I already know mine.
Mimicker and Thundercrack, you already know you're facing each other. Jesse Evans, you've got a match against Michael Nightstorm. With a special guest referee, actually.
What?
That scared the fuck out of me because I saw the door opening in the reflection of the window and I was like, holy shit, who's here? And nobody was there.
How many times do we have to tell you we have ghosts?
It's Pans Lerryman.
I remembered his name.
Yeah. I didn't see you reach over and open it, so I was like, what the fuck? The door just opened.
Yeah, it does that.
I literally freaked out for like half a second.
It's been longer than half a second. You're still kind of freaking out.
So yeah, Evans and Nightstorm, your special guest referee is Brian Diamond, who on screen is a very, you know, they're very deadly enemies.
Careful, who crossed
Diamond
that
and
game.
Nightstorm. Oh. Right.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Brian Gumball. The best guest referee for a wrestling match.
What's the point of story-wise? Why is this happening?
Because in character, Diamond and Nightstorm are very bad enemies of each other. They're very bitter rivals.
They're very bitter rivals.
Although, backstage, they're friends.
Uh-huh.
And also, Rouge and G3, actually. G3, you were told last week you have a match against Riptide.
Okay, yeah.
It's been altered a little bit tonight.
Oh?
Basically, you're going to be coming... The what's got booked on the card is that, you know, you two are going to be coming out for your match, and Crusher Stevens is going to be coming out during it. Like, he's angry because of his treatment by Rouge, and they end up booking a match together for G3 and Rouge versus Riptide and Crusher Stevens.
Oh.
Because, gotta condense those feuds into one match.
Mm. What is that? Wrap up more than one storyline at once.
Do you think you could throw me into Crusher Stevens?
Easily. Where would you like to hit him?
I'm not that impressed. It doesn't matter to me. Listen, I'm just going to hold out my arms and make an airplane noise, and you just toss me. Like this.
Are you not worried? Are you not worried about fractured spine?
I think you're a pretty safe thrower.
You hear? You guys hear from the back of the locker room? No, Richard, trust me. Strip down, put on the underthongs, then start painting. Just slather over the whole thing. It's the easiest way.
You sure?
Yep. We'll do the butt later.
Okay.
The butt has to be different.
Who's about to win? Matches.
Well, it says it, but the whole style of the game...
We figure it out as we go.
Yeah, the style of the game is to not say until during the match.
Except for me, because I'm facing the jobber.
Yeah. Normally...
You pretty much know.
Normally you wouldn't find out until during the match.
All right.
In this special case, you did find out. Because you're debuting and it's a jobber.
Because we booked you against the guy who sucks.
It's not that I suck.
He sucks.
Enhancement talent.
Don't be afraid to get in there deep.
Good. He's really good at it.
This feels really uncomfortable.
You get used to it. Just once the paint dries, you'll be good.
How the hell did I come up with the name Lance Perryman?
I don't remember.
Like drama.
All right, so you have your prep time. And then it's showtime. The show starts with a little video package about, you know, the fallout from last week. They feature, you know, a bunch of things. They have a lot of feature, well, a little bit of feature on, Evans' match with the Mimicker. Because, you know, I forget if we had it where in character he was, it was obvious that, like, he was put in there as a, like, thing by Nightstorm.
I think it was, wasn't it? Or
I know out of character it was, but...
I don't remember. It's
been a while since we listened to it.
Well, you're the GM. Make it up.
Yeah, we'll say that, you know, it was a thing that Nightstorm talked to the heel GM, Vince Nickelback, and worked it out to get you put in that match.
Mm-hmm. I showed them. I destroyed them.
Do you have a
motion? Yeah.
Some guy.
Because I don't know how to do
it. Look at your hands.
I sweat it. I can't read it anymore.
They definitely talk a little bit about G3's and Riptide's running near the end of the at the end of his match. And, you know, that's one of the featured matches that's going to be on tonight. They're saying, you know, get ready for G3 versus Riptide, Battle of the Titans tonight.
This is pretty fancy paper you printed this on.
I got it from Staples. I got it from the Staples.
Oh, that's why. Nice stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good weight.
Yeah.
I treat my players good.
Good thing Ed's not here, because these would all be stained already.
Oh, absolutely. Even the ones he hasn't used.
I forget what somebody said, but the first episode, I spit iced tea all over my character sheet.
That was probably, what an amazing maneuver.
The announcer of Doom.
Oh, right. The announcer. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, there's, what is it? It's Mike Monsoon and David, the announcer of Doom, Lorenzo.
That's the thing that I should mention to you, Alex, that while other people are in the match, someone could be the commentator, and you could give a one-time bonus to each competitor in the match and give them boost their role.
Chris is the Monsoon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
And on the Doom.
When he's in a match. Usually. When you're in a match. Well, you're not both in a match together.
I'm just saying.
But the other players need to help, too.
Nope.
He hurt his head.
Yeah, that... Oh, that looks like it hurt his head. All right.
Oh, my God, he's gonna come!
Alright, so the night is kicking off. The first match out on the card is the featured Battle of the Titans with G3 versus Riptide.
Oh my.
Although the crowd doesn't know it's going to change yet.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be in that.
Yeah. So,
you fool.
Riptide is out first because he always gets the crowd on their feet.
Because they all fat sooner.
What?
I'm saying, why didn't Prince Eric kiss Ariel sooner? He had all those shots. He's a prince. Go for it.
I
It's not real. I'm just saying, Little Mermaid's not realistic.
No, not at all.
Fine. You know what, Meyer? You're right.
Like, someone's willing to speak the truth.
It takes a lot of guts.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels this way.
Mermaid has her thing turned just... into legs by a sea witch and gives up her voice. That's believable.
That actually happened.
Guy not kissing a girl as soon as he has the chance. Totally fake.
Especially a rich douchebag.
He was in a romantic like canoe with her.
Then a crab told him to do it.
Yeah. a romantic crab.
Well done, Chris.
The mood was set.
It's true. It was perfect. He fucked it up.
So Riptide is out for his match. He's getting the crowd going. He gives a little pre-match throw.
Is he a lobster?
What?
Sebastian's a crab.
All right, it's good.
So, he takes the mic to get the crowd going. He's like, so, you all see that big monster G3? Well, Riptide's here to... pull him down a peg. He thinks he's so big and strong, Riptide's gonna knock him down. Because the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And Riptide's gonna rip right through him. Crowd's cheering because they like Riptide. He's a fun guy.
Right. So G3 does his entrance, I guess, and it's very Greek. I don't know exactly what that means, but there are grape leaves and ouzo involved.
You should probably, what is it? Throw the glass and yell the thing?
Oh, yeah. Opa!
Yeah. It should start like almost like Stone Cold Steve Austin. But then instead of da-da-da-da, it's opa!
And then just Greek folk music. And I dance out.
It's more gladiator.
Do you want to like get some words back on him, or are you just all business walking in?
I'm all business walking in. I don't give a shit. basically, I am gonna crush him.
So
you I'm still laughing about opa. Opa.
Opa.
Exactly.
That was probably really bad for the listeners. I apologize.
They loved it.
Yeah.
They really did.
All right, so you two are about to start the match when it's there's some other music coming on. It's Crusher Stevens' music. He's walking out. The crowd reacts well to him. You know,
What's he doing here?
This is what my character is reading backstage while we're waiting.
I suppose he must be confused.
Novelist. Mikado Days.
He's supposed to be out of here! It's not his match! What's he doing here?
I take back my apology.
So he gets on the mic. He's like, Rouge! Get out here! I don't care if there's a match going on right now. We got business. Get out here! I'll stand here and I will hold this show up until you get out here and get here with... I can't speak today. Until you get out here and we settle things.
I think there should be an uncomfortably long pause, and then on the video screen there's a video of Rouge walking away from the concession stand with a hot dog. He kind of looks at the camera and goes, what? Who? Hey, I'm on TV.
You think everything's a joke? You think everything is just a little game? Well, this isn't a game. I'm going to destroy you. Get out of here, and we're settling this, man to man.
Is he talking now?
What's he saying?
Settle it man to man? You have to be a man first. All right, hold on. Let me just finish my hot dog.
Mr. Rouge, he's calling you out.
What's Crusher Stevens' entrance like?
It was just kind of like, just plain walking down to the ring. Just he's the no-nonsense guy.
You eat the hot dog, and then you rip off your candy cane suit, and you're dressed exactly like Crusher Stevens.
Yes.
I know, I stopped.
Oof, better.
So I think what Rouge does is he comes down to the ring dressed exactly the same with the same music playing, but he's holding up a sign above his head that says boring with an arrow pointing down.
Seems legit.
Riptide gets back on the mic. What the hell is going on here? Riptide is supposed to have a match. He doesn't care what's going on with you two. He only cares about that man right there and the beating he's about to get, courtesy of Riptide!
Oh my, Riptide is not very happy about this turn of events.
It's Riptide!
G3 makes a big show of counting his all the people in the ring, and then he just shrugs.
More for him to destroy.
Yeah, more people to stomp.
So, you know, you're to the ring right now, Ruse, or...?
Yeah, maybe I'm, yeah. Halfway down the ramp, maybe.
All right.
I don't know, where was Crusher Stevens sitting?
Do you come through the crowd shield style?
No.
Crusher Stevens is in the ring right now. He's like fearless of the two big guys.
You have to walk backstage to go to the...
Yeah.
But you're taking him longer.
Well, yeah. But it's Kafabi, so probably the video package was shot earlier.
Oh, I don't understand. It's still real to me, damn it.
yeah, so he's holding the sign. You know, he's holding the sign in one hand,
right,
eating his hot dog with the other. He's not going to talk until he's done with the hot dog.
Oh.
So.
Put that down and talk to me!
Alright, it's really squeezing a mouthful.
You know what? We don't need to talk. Talking is overrated. We need to face each other right now. We need to get you in this ring and get your skull caved in by my fist. You're going to taste that hot dog again when you're vomiting from the beating I give you.
Wow. I've never vomited from a beating before.
Well, there's a first time for everything. You've never faced me at this level of anger.
I think I have.
Some more
music. Remember the time I hit you with that pie?
More music hits the PA system. It's the music of Lance... Fuck. Perriman. The hastily named GM.
And Ghost.
And, yes. No, and almost names like Ghost Guy. He comes out, he's got a mic, he's like, alright, look, you guys are taking up a lot of valuable time. I'm sure the crowd loves hearing from you, but you know what the crowd loves more? They love action. The crowd cheers.
Whee!
So, you know, you
the
two...
The crowd sure agrees with that. I know I like action as well.
So you two have a beef with each other? You two have a beef with each other. I know exactly what to do. We're going to have ourselves a tag team match right now. Rouge, G3 versus Crusher Stevens and Riptide.
Okay, Teddy.
So he's the crowd cheers because, you know, it's a tag team match. You get to see more fighting from the people they like.
Wee!
That's the exact sound the crowd makes.
Wee. They're all people.
Wee.
So he departs, and we've got our match set. Rouge and G3 versus Riptide and Crusher Stevens.
I was going to say we should rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. Like, our in-ring, our character should rock, paper, scissors. We could really rock, paper, scissors if we want to see who goes first, but... Or I can do rock, paper, scissors, and you could just wait until I'm done and then walk into the ring first or push me out or...
No, I'll honor the rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
All right. They're LARPing it right now.
Shoot. Paper, paper, scissors, shoot.
Scissors, scissors,
scissors, shoot.
Rock.
Oh. Ryan had a rock. Chris had the paper. Chris won.
No, that was scissors.
Chris won scissors.
I don't know what shapes are.
We could have played rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock, but I can't throw Spock.
Like that?
Yeah.
Wow. I can only barely do it.
I can't.
I don't remember the rules.
Me either.
Well, not as well as
I just remember that paper disproves Spock.
That's the one I... Okay, so G3, you're starting the ring.
Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Stevens is about to start when Riptide nudges him aside. They have some discussion because Riptide wants a piece of you first. But after some talk, you know, Riptide decides he's going to wait. He's going to give it some time. And then just destroy you when it's good, when he's good and ready.
After Crusher Stevens has softened me up first. Alright.
I can only use block my left hand because my right hand, the pink is like.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like, doesn't like, can't like, you know, do like that though. Yeah.
Hmm.
I just can't get my pink hands. This.
So I'm going to say that Crusher Stevens runs at me. You know, he's going to do something.
Right.
And G3 just grabs him and picks him up and holds him up above his head for a minute and then drops him.
Oh.
That's a long way to fall.
Right, Nancy.
Yeah. He sure fell far.
This is in the ring. Would you consider that a feat of strength, or can you demonstrate your extraordinary strength? Or is that like more of a performance thing? Like,
yeah, because it's during the wrestling. The wrestling rules.
All right, gotcha.
So, I would say it's a power roll because you put your opponents or yourself at legit risk by using your physical strength.
Yeah, that's true.
He said it's so tall, and you can't teach that.
I rolled an 8.
An 8. So you hit it pretty well. Pick one. Retain control and transition, or give your opponent control and gain a momentum.
I'll give my opponent control and gain momentum.
Alright, so you gain a momentum. Yeah. Crusher Stevens is on the mat. He's, you know, he was prepared to fight Rouge tonight. He wasn't prepared to fight a giant. He's feeling a little angered after being shown up that easily. He gets up, backs off against the ropes, and goes to give you a running shoulder block. But that doesn't work so well because you're big.
Yeah.
So he kind of falls back when he hits you. But he's not giving up. He goes for it again. I'd say you grab him. You kind of intercept him and shove him back against the ropes. He uses that momentum to come at you and hit you with a clothesline. It doesn't knock you off your feet at all, but you stagger a little bit. Because it's a, you know, reared back and hit you pretty hard. He backs off against the ropes again and tries to hit you once more. You stagger a little bit more. And then he backs off one more time. He swings at you and you blast him right in the face and knock him down.
Yeah.
So he starts backing off towards the ropes because he wants to, Riptide is chomping at the bit to get a hold of you, get a piece of you. I'm going to toss it back.
All right. In that case, G3, he's staggering back towards where Riptide is, like he's going to tag him?
Yeah.
Okay. G3 is not going to let that happen. He crosses the ring in a couple of very large strides. And he grabs Crusher Stevens and throws him into the ropes, and then does one of those chokehold moves that you guys told me about. That is one of the like two wrestling moves.
Oh, like the, you know, around just the both hands around the neck kind of.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
All right, so the ref is going to start counting because the rules are that you can't hold something like that for longer than a count of 5.
Okay.
If you hit a count of 5, it's a disqualification.
Okay.
So he starts counting. One.
He lets it go at 4.
Right.
That's how it's done.
Yeah. And then Crusher Stevens staggers forward. I'm going to say...
should do like the Big Show chops. You push him into the corner and then you just kind of hold him there with one hand. You wait a second. You just smack him across the chest.
Okay.
It's more impressive than it sounds. He goes...
Because you make a really wild sound.
It's a loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, any points if you want to tag Rouge in, you can tag him, pass control. You can even pass control if you don't.
You know what? I'm gonna say that G3 just tosses him, knocks him off his feet, mm-hmm. and then strides back and tags Rouge in, so that Rouge can, you know.
Rouge does the Meyer thing.
Oh my!
Then jumps up on the, leaps up onto the top rope,
mm-hmm.
and does like a springboard kind of, what do you call it? I guess like a suicide dive, but into the ring. What do you call that? Springboard splash. Springboard.
Yeah, that works.
Shoulder block.
Okay. Yeah, shoulder block works.
Into what's this Crusher Stevens, who is running back to try and prevent the tag, I guess. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Knocks him over, and Rouge immediately goes for the pin.
It'll get to a two count before he kicks out.
Oh, that was a close one.
You him!
Nobody said.
And then then Rouge gets up, points at the ref, and angrily goes, "Good counting! That was accurate!"
Riptide is, you know, pulling the ropes. He wants to get that tag bad.
Rouge's gonna go over and tag Riptide. Wait, no, your partner really wants a tag, huh? Well...
Riptide just stares at your at Rouge's hand for a bit. He just kind of slaps it away.
You're in! Beat him up!
He starts talking to the ref and saying, "What the hell's wrong with this guy? I'm fighting my own partner."
Is he getting into the ring?
No, he's...
All right, while he's arguing with the referee, Rouge drop kicks him off the apron.
All right. I'm going to say that would be... I'm going to give you a where's the roll I want.
Supposed to be on the first roster.
It's work, look, roll... work, heat. Work, power, roll, and heat. Look and heat.
It says look, power, real, and heat, and work.
I'd give you a look roll, because you're demonstrating your character through action or otherwise showcasing your gimmick.
All right, that's... Oh, my God, these dice suck. 4, 5, 6.
6. All right, that's a botch. You get countered, you give one momentum to your opponents, and they immediately take control of the match.
Well, that's it for my momentum. I don't even remember what it was for, though. So like
you just get the momentum for the start of the match, for the start of the show.
No, I don't remember what it's used for.
You can spend it.
Rolls.
Yeah, you can spend it to increase your rolls. So if you spend it, you can make it a 7.
Oh, I'll just do that.
Okay. So you still lose the momentum, but you either retain control and transition to the next sequence, or give your opponent control. If you give your opponent control, it's exactly the same as what would have happened otherwise.
I don't get the momentum for giving him control.
Oh, you gain more momentum. Yeah,
that's what I'll do. I'll get my momentum back.
And then,
so you give me control?
Yes.
But you keep your momentum.
Well, I get a momentum back.
Right, right. Okay, so, you know, Crusher Stevens is still in the ring, though. He's you've been distracted tagging his partner
yeah.
and drop-kicking him. So he grabs you from behind, kind of into a bear hug around the waist. He throws you back for a German suplex. He tries for the pin, but it's only a 2 count. It's, he's not going to do it just a German.
I yell, "Good counting, ref," again. Good counting! Very accurate.
I'll try to make matches nice and short tonight because we have a lot of people just hanging out. I feel bad about that.
German suplex. Yeah. Who is he? Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. So, you know, he tries for the pinfall. He doesn't get it. He tries to tag in Riptide, who finally gets his tag in. Riptide comes in. He pulls you off the mat. He gives a motion to the crowd, you know, raising his fists, because that's his thing, I guess. It's very generic. That's his thing. And he gives you a chop to the left side, the left shoulder, and a chop to the right. So it's just like that.
The cross tag?
Almost. He grabs you, and he looks like he's about to body slam you, but he just goes, no. And he shoves you back towards G3's corner. He's like, I want him.
He points. Can I bounce off the ropes and tag him again?
Okay.
Yuren! You fight him now! And I'll point to G3.
You have to tag him!
Like what I did to you?
Yes!
I dropped him. And then I tagged G3.
Alright, so in the for the sake of expedience, so we don't have everyone just sitting around doing nothing, we'll go to the winner, and I did have G3 and Ruse going to be winning the match.
Okay. So Riptide, I guess, tries to make a move on G3, and it goes about as well as it usually does.
I think it goes a little better because he is almost.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mind, he got drop kicked right before you got tagged in too.
All right, so I would be coming in when he is like on the ground, I guess, or
I was staggered.
I would say reeling back.
All right, so as he's reeling, G3 is going to help him out, bounce him off the ropes, and clothesline him.
So the first clothesline doesn't knock him down.
Okay.
He's still a fairly big guy. But the seconds will probably do it.
After a couple more tries, G3 gets it.
He's finally knocked him over.
And he puts Riptide in a submission hold. And as he's struggling, G3 shouts, "The tide is out."
I'm going to say roll for your finisher.
All right.
Ooh. After you hit your finisher, please throw me on top of him like an airplane.
Okay. Was he Big Cass and Enzo?
Yeah, I guess kind of.
Right.
Although,
Rouge the Cyclops before, Crush, which is a bear hug. Roll 2d6.
It's a straight 2d6, but you can use momentum too. Boost.
Okay, well, I rolled a 6, so I'm going to spend 4 momentum and hit that. Because I've got a shitload of momentum.
That puts that at 10. What's the description for a 10?
On a 10 plus, you hit your finisher clean. Choose whether you or your opponent gains plus 1 audience. On a 7 to 9, they make you work for it. So, I'm going to say, because after I make the over move, I reset to 2 again, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to say that... I'm going to say that I get it.
Makes sense, because the other one's an NPC.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
And then, well, you know what? You know what? Instead of just pinning you... Instead of just pinning him, I'm going to do the throw Rouge into him thing. And Rouge can pin him.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That works.
So you tag Rouge in and
I tag Rouge in, and then I just, hurl him face first into the sky.
you toss him up in the sky and right. Slam him down.
While he's making airplanes out.
Yeah, try and throw me in, like, straight.
Yeah, that's kind of what I like.
I figure he just, like, he tags him and then just grabs him over the ropes and tosses him.
It would probably be easier if Rouge, like, jumped to give momentum. And
yeah,
could,
well, I mean, yeah.
Like you can use the ropes to bounce.
Actually happens,
yeah,
but...
It looks like yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be him throwing it.
All right, I'm gonna
pull. I know what. Pull down, shoot him.
I'm gonna roll my power.
That's my finisher.
That's definitely
a good finisher.
Yeah. We're
definitely putting you in physical risk.
Yeah.
It's all right. I got a 13, so you're fine.
Should I roll to land? Nope. Okay.
Nah.
I don't think he really has control over where he lands.
Oh my god! Jason just tossed him like a plane.
I say make it do a
that's
do a roll
quite the crash landing.
Do a roll. This is just an improvised thing, but do a roll plus real.
That is new to do with real life.
11.
Yeah.
But he's really trying to make sure he doesn't land and hurt himself. Alright, you're good.
That would probably be
more like work.
Yeah, because it's easy.
In which case, I only got a pin, which is still the same exact thing, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll say you're good. So, the
yeah, no one goes to the hospital.
The ruse dive bomb. The assisted ruse dive bomb finishes the two off. Crusher Stevens tries again the ring in time, but he's not quick enough to break up the pin.
G3 should, like, hit him.
Oh, yeah, G3, that makes more sense.
Alright, yeah, I'll boot. I'll stop him.
So he gets in the ring to try to interrupt the pin. He eats a big boot from G3, and Rouge gets the pin. Victory for Rouge!
Of course.
Excellent counting, ref! Perfect! I knew you had it in you.
You made it all the way to 10. Good for you.
Three,
right.
Well, I don't know. How he was hit, it could have made 10, maybe.
When Biggie Langston was in NXT, his thing was that he would pin you up to 4.
Five.
Oh, yeah, 5.
3 ain't enough, man. I need 5.
That's pretty good.
What's his name? There's another guy back in who used to do it, whose name I can't remember right now. King Kong Bundy.
That works. Favorite Kong Bundy.
Alright, so after the match, you know, Crusher Stevens rolls out of the ring. He looks pretty upset. Riptide is not happy once he gets up. The crowd isn't very happy either because they want to see two one-on-one matches, and their favorites got cheated out of a win in their eyes.
Yeah, but they're NPCs.
They sure are.
They lost.
They don't get a say.
The only loser here is James because he picked the loser.
Yes. I intentionally picked a loser with a loser abilities. Loser.
What a loser.
We can't all always win, guys.
I mean, we'll always win.
True. Somebody has to make everybody else look better.
Eric,
I feel like that would be the perfect job for me.
No, Eric never wins.
True. So we're gonna go on to our next match.
At least I make people look good when I lose.
Our next, they're pumping up the next match because we're seeing a debut tonight.
You didn't call me out, you dummy.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, you got.
I come. So after the match finishes up, I completely forgot. G3 takes the mic.
Yeah.
And he says.
Yeah.
Now that we're settling things, I have something that I would like to settle with Jesse Evans, my so-called tag team partner in the match with Fast Eddie Cutlass and Daxton Cool. I think it is clear which one of us was the weak link on that chain.
Oh, shit.
And I intend to break it.
Oh, my God!
Ryan, I'm going to say roll a cut a promo roll, so it's plus okay. Luck.
Plus one.
Oh God!
Oh,
Jesus!
That's a 4.
Jesus!
I can't even make it a 7.
What?
Terrible.
So yeah, it comes off terrible.
Not.
Oh
good
really?
Not good on
wait,
the.
Wait. No, that I rolled a 3 and a 1, which is 4, and my luck is 1, so that's 5. So I can make it a 7.
Oh,
I will do that.
Alright, so you get the crowd to pay attention. You make one. Choose one of the list. Make, create, book, and match. Add a stipulation to a relevant match. Gain a momentum or gain a heat with the subject of your promo.
Make them book you.
I'm going to gain a heat. Because I don't want to fight Jesse tonight, but I want to set that up.
Alright, well, Jesse, are you responding, or?
I don't need to. I let my in-ring shop speak for itself.
Huh, so you're not... Jesse is not coming out.
All right. Well, then, how do wrestlers typically respond in this case? Because I don't...
Nothing. You just, you know, call me out.
And
yeah, like, a lot of times they'll just kind of, you know, like, you got your words out, you go to the back.
All right, so in that case, yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe in the, you know, usually sometimes, like, they have, like, someone in the back interview at, like, later in the night. Like, oh, you know, they called you out. You know, what do
you
say?
So in that case, yeah, you don't come out. So I just, make an angry, like, snarling face. And I toss the mic away and I storm back to the back. Because I'm an asshole.
I'm the asshole.
I'm a bigger asshole. I'm literally a bigger asshole.
All right, so that's that segment. The crowd, again, the crowd is getting, now getting the hypes because we're getting the debut tonight. Normally the debut would come out seconds when the opponent is already in the ring, but considering the special gimmick of the opponent, maybe it'd be better to have the debuter come out first.
So I'm out first?
No, it'd be just funny if he was out there in blue purple
tank. Wait, so do you like try to perfectly emulate or like poorly emulate?
I just emulate. It's however it comes off. Because I'm not... My character is designed to not be creative on his own, so
right.
He steals everyone else's stuff.
So maybe instead of purple, you're in, like, blue body paint. And a gold Speedo.
The satirical or joking thing is more Chris's thing. Mine was just to copy you because I have no original ideas.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm purple and silver. At least this way, so when I butt-slam you, you'll be...
Yeah,
or
it'll show up.
Yeah. Or do you want to be purple and we could do a thing like where I wipe it off your face?
Yeah, I think we could do the blue and gold.
Alright, so...
No entrance, he just comes out.
He just walks
out. It's very basic stuff. Like, I just come out, I have my own theme song, obviously, because
ooh,
like, if I keep using other people's theme songs, people are going to get confused, and it's just... So I have my own thing. It's very, very, like, not exciting. It's just, like, you know, the same guitar riff over and over again with the same drum beat. And it's just that.
No, it should just be...
It's a drum loop.
It should just be, like, the DJ button from a keyboard.
Yeah, it's that. And then just, I come out and just, like, three or four pyrotechnics go off. And it's...
Not even, like, little, like, sparklers. Like Gilbert.
Oh, yes.
Alright, so...
Into the ring first.
Yeah,
from...
Gilbert. Yeah.
Tinseltown.
James Rumford, Maine.
Rumford,
Maine.
Rumford, Maine.
Gilbert.
The Mimicker.
Yeah.
Crowd kind of gives a... Like,
I have some followers.
Yeah.
I have some loyal, devout followers.
Who
is that guy?
There are a couple. There are a couple who are into you.
Are there signs in the audience saying who is that guy when he comes out?
Sure.
Jesse never remembers him.
Who is this?
I go to the four corners, do a little like, yeah, like I try like get people to try and cheer.
Who
for me.
Are you? Who are you? Although who I see actually you? Them not announcing you just yet. They do the announcements once. Because I can see your entrance being the before they come back from commercial thing.
Oh, wow, it's a televised.
Wow. Big league.
Wow.
That means you're definitely pulling in Listerine money.
Yeah.
And then they're set for...
So they announce, hailing from...
Oh, I was going to say the announcements later.
Oh, okay.
Because once Ed Boulder in the ring.
Wait. So...
What?
That's what they sometimes do.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll change it up. They'll do the announcements while they come out, and they'll announce him as already in the ring.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I'm
fucking lost.
He means like his theme song hits, he comes in the ring,
and then once they're both
in the ring, they announce.
Yeah.
But actually, I think it might work better if they do announce you as you come to the ring, and then they'll say already in the ring. His opponent's already in the ring. Yeah. I got mixed up with my tropes of how they work it.
So then announce me.
What's your hometown? Tinseltown.
Tinseltown.
That's it. From Tinseltown.
That's what it says, Tinseltown.
Yeah. Hollywood. L.A.
No, Tinseltown.
Just Tinseltown.
It says Tinseltown!
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you!
Eric's favorite Tinseltown.
Actually, no. It's Sin City.
Okay.
Sin City.
That's what it says. Sin City.
I kind of like Tinseltown.
All right, it's Tinseltown. Or it could be Milan, Italy, but it's Tinseltown.
That one's pretty funny, too, but I think Tinseltown is...
Tinseltown, yeah.
For a shiny purple guy, Tinseltown.
Yeah.
This next match is scheduled for one fall. Coming down the aisle first, making his WAWF debut from Tinseltown, Dr. Thundercrack!
He holds a comparative literature degree.
So the lights go out in the arena, and the big screen, there's a scream, and it goes, and then there's like a voiceover from an old movie saying like, "What is it?" And then his weird, creepy, like gothic music starts to play, and he walks out, and there's strobe lights going off everywhere as he comes out with his cape up. And he just unfurls it so everyone can see.
There's a gasp from
him. Yeah, so he's just completely purple, head to toe, glitter purple body paint, except for his tiny, sparkly silver thong and matching booties. And he just starts to, like, slink towards the ring. He puts his cape back up. And just, like, takes long strides forward towards the ring. And when he gets to the ring, he unfurls his cape again and stares at the mimicker. And then leaps up through the space between the bottom and middle rope. And rolls. And as he comes up, he just, like, anime throws his cape off into the ring.
He's agile for a big guy.
Should throw it out into the audience.
Yeah, wherever it lands.
So he really has a choice with a cape. I mean, you toss it and then it does whatever.
And then I get it back.
And his opponent's already in the ring from Rumford, Maine, the Mimicker. And that's where the crowd is like, yeah.
Who is he?
That works for the gimmick.
before we went out, when we were standing in the wings, I'm like, "Hey, have a good match, Rich." Dr. Thundercrack is hunched over and like just slinking around the ring, sticking his tongue out like he's a snake licking the air.
Oh my god.
He makes sure to bend over to give the audience a full view of his ass.
I'm like, I fucking hate him now, I have to do that same shit. So I'm sitting there trying to keep on across from you doing the same hunched over actions, but I'm not copying the creepy tongue stuff.
That's all.
I'm not doing it as hunched over as you because I don't want to. I don't want to like really advertise my ass.
Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
Yeah, this is
that's what we're doing.
So basically, you just like talk through a match, and like when something relevant comes up, I'll toss it out. You roll over it.
All right, so we circle each other for a few more seconds, and then Dr. Thundercrack rushes at Mimicker and goes to try to like grab him around the stomach and pick him up and slam him down.
I'm gonna give you a that could be a power roll.
All right,
put your opponent or yourself at legit risk by using your physical strength.
All right, I suck at that. That's a 5.
Oh. All right, so you give one momentum to your opponents and they immediately take control of the match. Now, if he has control of the match, it doesn't necessarily mean...
Winning.
It's just you narrate. He could easily be narrating you kicking his ass if he wants.
So you go to grab me around do that slam and
no,
I just...
No, I injure myself.
Huh?
I thought you said it was a feat of strength.
No. It's in the wrestling... It's a wrestling roll.
Oh, okay.
And it's if you put your opponents or yourself at legit risk, roll plus power.
Gotcha.
Feat of strength would be some.
You get countered.
We have to use our strength of feet.
My feet strength is like.
Oh, I give one moment. So, no, wait, you don't get that one. That was from the back. I give him mine, right?
Right. Three, you get one.
Four.
What? Why did you just put that one back in the bank?
Four. Shut up! No, because I had to give you mine.
Yeah, that wasn't your. That wasn't Alex's.
One was not mine to give.
Okay. So you come running over and you go to grab me in the stomach and go to do the turn, but I just double axe handle you in the back and make you go to the ground.
You're narrowing.
Yes. So, you're on the ground. I go to bounce
you
off the ropes.
If you want
to
grab control back, but you have to give it another momentum. Anytime you want to grab control, you can just give momentum to the person who has control.
I run and bounce off the ropes, and I come running towards you to go to elbow you, but you roll out of the way, and I just elbow the ground. And I just start, over dramatically acting. So
you hit your funny bone.
Yeah, that's, even you don't wear pads really. You just paint the thong. So it's just I went whole bare skin.
I put a few extra coats on the elbow, but that's it.
I didn't know that part.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
it's just so when you're flexing, the joints stay fresh.
I'm like, I'm sitting here totally, entirely regretting the fact that I have to copy your costume because I feel really exposed and naked out here. While I'm down on the ground, you run. You're a big guy, right? So,
I guess. Like, I mean, all wrestlers are big guys.
Yeah, I mean, but like big for wrestler or big, or you just you know, normal.
I don't know.
Are you hefty or are you
a little bit?
Husky. Are you like hold on, I'm off the game.
Husky Harris.
Kevin Owens size.
That's
hold on.
Are you like
these mean names mean absolutely nothing to
okay,
me.
Okay, are you like a runner or are you just more of a grappler and you know just
I don't know.
I figure like depending on your size, like would you be got it?
This is more wrestling than I've watched in like the last 5 years.
I haven't watched since the '90s.
When so I move in, you'll probably watch more wrestling.
No,
because it'll be on the TV. But
I'm not gonna watch it. Sure.
The one with the KO shirt.
Yeah. Yes, sure.
You watch wrestling with me?
Yeah, I watch wrestling with you.
So you're not coming on my ass anymore?
Fuck you, Eric.
Why is he gonna drive all to your house if you can watch wrestling with me?
Why don't you come here? Anyway, so while you're rolling around... Oh, you're still
there.
Yeah,
all right, so I'm rolling around. So you come over and you start to get my arm in a lock and just start... trying to get me to submit, and you get me to try and tap, and like the ref comes over and he's like, you good? And I'm like, nah, I'm not tapping.
All right,
and there a time limit for that, so he has to let go eventually?
No, he only has to let go with the submit. That's only if it's a submission that would be blocking his air.
Okay.
If it's a submission, he holds it until you escape. Or until you grab the
rope. Yeah, grab the rope. Okay, so while you got my arm in a lock, I'm sitting there reaching over slowly with my foot. And every time I get close and look like I'm about to get my foot on there, you drag me away.
I'm going to give you a plus hit roll with him. This is a memorable sequence.
I never watched wrestling.
And
I got one heat with you.
I like the back guy.
I just rolled two dice, but and my heat.
Yes.
Good choice. Yeah, he's a good one.
So... 8.
Okay, so you can pick one. Retain control and transition, or give your opponent control and gain more momentum into the back.
I think I'm going to give my opponent control and gain momentum.
Okay.
That was from the bank.
I don't have any left. So you managed to get your... Does your foot count if it's on the rope?
Yes. Okay. You just got a tough
spot. So you managed to get your foot up on the rope.
Sometimes even just under the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Dr. Thundercrack lets go... And like prowls over to the far end of the ring while you're picking yourself up, and then he let's see, I'm going to do something to use my look because that's the only thing I have a positive number in.
A signature move, demonstrate your character to action or otherwise show your gimmick.
Yeah. So I'm a heel. I'm going to, he's basically doing what Edge did, so like when they're stunned, like he's about to spear them.
Right.
So he's waiting.
I love that.
And as soon as you turn around, he runs at you like he's about to spear you, but then stops right before and jumps back and laughs and goes to hold out his hand, and when you shake it... He grabs you and pulls you in and smacks you in the face.
Oh, man. He's a heel.
Just like full hand smack in the face.
Yeah, I would give that a plus look roll because that's demonstrating your character through action.
That's a heel right there. Oh, wait.
8.
All right, so the same choice James had. You retain control and transition or
get I'll give it to James and I'll take a momentum.
All right.
What does it mean, transition into the next sequence?
Like, then you keep describing.
Oh, so the next set of moves.
All right, so you gave me a nice big slap in the face. I go down. You start taunting the crowd.
Yep.
I'm rolling around, so I get up. And I'm about to catch you in the back. And you just turn around, reverse it, and flip me over you, and just slam me on the ground and get my arm back into that same lock.
I probably have to hit you with my finisher, because this is my debut.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't tap out.
No. It's just, it's always fun to get that old, like, oh, he's going to tap, he's going to tap. And it's like,
yeah.
I was sitting there, like, the ref's coming over, you were good, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not tapping. Again, I'm reaching with my foot. Eventually,
this time I see you reaching, and so I pull you back, but I pull you too close to the other way, and then you're able to grab it with your hand.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What's that move that Asuka does, Eric?
Oscar lock?
Not the finisher. She kind of jumps and hits you with the butt.
The running hip attack.
Running hip attack.
Yeah.
Oscar's so, gonna... I break from the grip, and I go to give you, like, a choke slam, and as I go to lift you up, you just reverse it, and you choke slam me.
Okay.
I would say that's another heat roll. Mm-hmm. Because...
Nine.
So, same thing.
Yeah.
Unless right. You want to spend momentum, bump it up to a 10.
I think I will, since I have a lot of them right now.
Alright, so you either gain 2 momentum or gain +1 heat with your opponent.
I gain heat with my opponent.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Here. You're doing it again.
Alex,
better
this
than
is a good
is.
Move for you.
For watching.
Why?
Yeah, I was just looking at
I was saying for the crowd.
Asuka. Asuka. Running, jumping, hip attack.
It's a jumping hip attack.
Yeah, it's pronounced Asuka.
Asuka. Yeah, but it says Asuka.
Well, that's how you spell it. You Japanese.
No. I think we're going to do that, actually.
Okay.
You're going to pick me up after you've slammed me.
So instead, I think maybe instead of like a choke slam, I reverse it and manage to like do one of those spins that throws you against the ropes.
Like a higher sweat? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's... So I have you the choke slam move, position, and then you reverse it as I go to lift you, whip me into the ropes, and then you do that.
As you come bouncing back towards me, I run and bounce off the ropes on the other side and do a flying and smack you in the face with my ass. Oh, no, my hip.
The running hip attack. The running hip attack.
Or you could just convert it to it's your ass.
That's what I was thinking.
Ass is
but then you're going to get... Yeah.
Even if it is her ass, they call it a running hip attack, but
yeah.
They hit you with her ass. She hits with her ass.
Well, because it's softer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to definitely hit you with my ass.
And I'll say maybe we'll move on to the finisher now, because...
yeah.
Sure.
You know you're running.
Yep.
Yeah, you...
So the way to finish it, so you're stunned.
Yeah,
and
you got me in the face with your ass, and I'm...
There's a purple smear...
Yeah,
but
Fasuka.
So I drag you into the corner and make a show of setting you up just right, and then I climb up onto the corner and jump off and do a backflip.
Whoa.
And land with my ass right on your face.
Really fucking agile.
So now you're gonna roll your finisher.
Yeah,
plus nothing. But you could use momentum to boost it after the roll.
Nine. Sure, fuck it. 10.
All right, so what does the description for your character say for the 10?
I don't know. Let's see. When you're booked to win a match, roll 2d6. On the 10 plus, you hit your finisher clean. Choose whether you or your opponent gains +1 audience. Me. Because it's my debut. Wait, what's your audience at?
I don't know. I think because I'm a jobber, my audience doesn't really go up.
But it can if heat goes up enough.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you never get fired for having, like, negative audience.
That's it. I just, either me or they get +1 audience.
I usually give it to the person.
Yeah, I'll take +1 audience.
All right, so the crowd is wowed by your finisher. You know, you are the heel, but they're still like, that was an impressive finish.
I'm the face that always loses.
And I get up, and the camera, like, runs over, and you can see, like, the purple ovals on his face.
That's like the whole gimmick too.
Yep.
So it's just the camera zooms in on that.
So you get your pinfall.
Well, no, he just finished me. Now he's gonna.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So now that he's totally out, I pin him.
So for the one. Sorry, I was thinking like the way Yokozuna does, although he lands on the person's face, where he lands on the person's chest and just stay sitting for the pinfall.
Yeah.
Oh, can you do that?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm gonna do that.
Just.
You sit on their face for the three count.
You should wiggle it around.
Yeah, and rub it in.
Yes, as long as they're, you know, their shoulders are down.
Yeah, all right.
There's
so
a very muffled...
So you do the flip-up thing, and so while I'm set up in the corner, drag me into the ring, and then sit on my face?
Well, no. So I set you up into... So you're, like, laying in a spot I can reach.
Okay.
And then jump off the corner onto your face... And sit there and hold you down for the pin.
And wiggle around.
And wiggle around a bit. Make sure it gets up there nice and deep.
If you're wrestling and you're sweaty.
And he's purple.
I actually have a special freshener pad up in there, so it doesn't smell bad. But the audience doesn't.
How could you possibly?
It's not very big.
That was always the story about Rikishi, was that if he was fighting someone, he had different dongs that were older and stuff, and he'd wear older ones if he was fighting someone he didn't really get along with.
See, what I figure is that because there's an underthong that gets painted,
you have to be, like, taped up a little, because otherwise you might have a ball pop.
Oh, no, definitely. But I'm saying there's an underthong, so when he's painting, that you can get paint on that, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's, like, scented or anti-smell stuff, whatever. And then he puts on his show thong.
Very nice. This is my show.
This is my fancy thong.
This is my going out thong.
All right. So
and then, do I get to can I take the mic at the end?
Yeah, sure.
Former Rhodes Scholar, Dr. Huttencrack, for the pin.
So after they announce me as the winner, I grab the mic from the ref. And I get right down in Mimic's face, and I hold the mic right there, and goes, "Now you know what happens when you release the Thunder Kraken." And then I open his mouth and put the mic in, so he's standing up. And then I back up, run over, and kick the mic out of his mouth.
Jesus!
And walk and follow it out of the ring.
That I think that deserves a roll to make sure he doesn't actually kick my face. Would that be a look? Because that's, you know,
that's the only thing I have a number in.
I guess. Because
that is showy.
Oh, wait.
We aren't wrestling anymore.
I have a move, Mind Games. When you engage in bizarre, outlandish, or mysterious behavior to psych someone out, roll plus look.
Okay.
Yeah, alright. So.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you need to be psyched out when you're on the ground beaten.
10, 11.
So what happens?
On a 10 plus, I pick 2. So either I gain control of the situation or of the match, I gain plus 1 heat with them, they gain plus 1 heat with me, or I take plus 1 momentum. Momentum resets at the beginning of the game, right? So I'll give each of us plus 1 heat.
With each other, alright.
Yeah.
So the crowd's been very much wowed by this little odd competitor.
Yeah. I'm even a fan.
I don't want to follow you.
No, G3 is my fan.
I know. Erase that. Put me down.
I mean,
G3 is like way in the back. Very, very good.
Very, very good. Excellent show.
I'm waiting in the wings by the exit once you come back up. Hey, that was a great job, man. Are you okay?
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Sorry about the rubbing. It just seemed to fit in the moment.
Yeah,
sorry,
no.
Everything.
I the crowd really seemed to like it. And,
I appreciate the deodorizer pad.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It smelled like
fresh cut flowers.
Lavender?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I thank you.
Oh, I was sitting here like, ah.
Too, wouldn't it?
You
really pulled off the body paint, too.
Yeah, thanks. It was a bit awkward for me having to be this exposed, but that thing in the end with the mic, that was wow.
I was winging it.
Oh,
I just...
You come a long
just
way.
Let Thundercrack take over.
You've come a long way since our indie days when we used to be tag team partners, man.
Yeah, well, I found a good manager. He helped me out.
Damn.
I think I'm done for the night, so I can go wash all this paint off. It takes a while.
I have to go sit in the shower.
Oh, wait, no. Am I going to have an interview or something?
Can.
I don't know. Whatever.
If you want to, like, put yourself into something.
No.
I got to go shower. I think Evans is wrestling next, and I need to do something. So.
Oh, no. Don't shower. You need to use a special body paint remover. Shower won't work. It's sweatproof. Otherwise, it'll just come off every time we get in the ring.
Okay. All right. So let's go do that, because I know Evans is up next.
Alright, so we're moving on. It's before your match, Evans.
Yeah.
You know, you got a little
weaving the streaks on my face.
You got a little interview segment before it's time for your match. So our interviewer is backstage. I believe I've given them a name. It's going to be a female interviewer because that seems to be the thing in WWE now.
Denise Gibbons.
Denise Gibbons.
Is she also 4'1"?
Weren't they Marlene and Charlene, like the twins?
Yeah, Marlene and Charlene.
Right, I forgot about Marlene and Charlene.
There's triplets.
Darlene, yeah. Marlene, and Charlene.
Yeah, there was triplets.
I forgot about them, yeah.
Marlene, Charlene, and Debbie.
No, it's Darlene.
Yeah.
It was triplets.
Yeah.
And we never know.
Charlene, Marlene, and Darlene. Yeah, the triplets. I forgot about that in the interviewers.
We never
slash ring announcers.
Yeah, a lot of us don't realize that they're different people.
We never know who is which.
Yeah, we never know which one we get, so we always say the wrong one.
All right, so one of them is backstage, ready to introduce you. I'm here backstage with Jesse Evans. So, Jesse, we got a lot to talk about tonight. First off, you got your match coming up against Mike Nightstorm. There's been a stipulation added to the match, actually. You're aware of Brian Diamond, right? Solid Ice?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Well, he seems to share the same opinion about Mike Nightstorm. So, he's been added to the match to make as a special guest referee to make sure, you know, things go right. How do you feel about that? I apparently see you don't like him too much.
I think that adding Diamond is... It's just another... Just adds another dimension of difficulty to this match. Because now, instead of have to worry about what one asshole does, I have to worry about two assholes. In the
room. I'm going
to
use my showstop. My showstopper move.
Oh, no.
Once per episode, you can appear in any segment, in-ring or out, and turn it into something about you. When you make your appearance, declare your agenda for the segment and continue on from there. If a player's wrestler tries to buck your plan, they break kayfabe. Take plus one momentum when you make your appearance.
You shouldn't have said asshole.
Thank you.
You summoned him.
So Dr. Thundercrack Dr. Thundercrack just walks in and stands right above the interview, like right behind the interviewer. Like, She's shorter, right?
Yeah, she's a shorter.
So he just stands right over and leans so that his head is over hers.
It's Darley.
Stares at Jesse.
Stick out your tongue, too.
Not yet. That's it.
I stare back.
He doesn't say a word.
Is Mr. Evans, is something wrong?
What the fuck are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to interview you. Oh!
You're fucking weird. I'm being interviewed. People won't listen to me. Not a weird purple creature like you. Get the fuck out of here. You have a problem with us? I mean, you're the new guy here. If you wanted me to show you your place, it'd be easy to do. Ask the guy last week. He ended up bloody in a palm from his family.
Whoever that was.
So that's your question.
Once he starts ignoring me, mm-hmm. I reach down and grab some of the interviewer's hair and just start chewing on it.
Adding Diamond is a pain in my ass.
Right.
But what's going to happen is I'm going to go down there. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to pin Nightstorm. And I'm going to get paid.
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm not going to let Diamond... stop me.
Can I ask what you're doing back there?
Tasting.
And if you ever... 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 interrupt my screen time again...
Again.
We're gonna have an issue. Comprende?
Want some?
Well, I suppose I'll ask him about G3's challenge later. Sir, if I could... I'm going to walk away too. Good job in your match tonight.
Once she walks away, I just stare at the camera until the light goes out. Which one was that? Darlene?
Darlene, sure.
So as soon as the light goes out... Oh, I'm so sorry, Darlene. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no. Just warn me.
I'm sorry. I thought they told you about it. They wanted me to really ham it up.
No, it's fine. I deal with a lot of stuff here. I just...
mainly, no one gets my name right.
I've never had my hair eaten before.
My sisters and I...
No, you're Darlene.
Yes.
And Marlene's going to be interviewing Rouge later. And Charlene's...
Sure, apparently she is.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I'm just saying,
she is now.
I'm going to say that one of my things is that Elijah knows who everyone is.
Okay.
So he could tell them apart. Darling, you were fantastic. Thank you for your professionalism. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'll say hi later when I'm not naked and purple. It's a little off-putting.
Appreciate it. So now, before Evan's mad for having an interview with Rouge, apparently.
Hooray.
Let me figure out what I'm interviewing Rouge about.
About how great I am.
Alright, so it's, did we say Charlene is the one doing the interview with him?
No.
I think it was Marlene, right?
Yeah.
Not Darlene.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Marlene interviewing you.
You should Charlene.
Well, let's cut over to my sister.
So, I'm backstage with, Rouge after his,
I want to use my...
Did you see what Thunder's ass that Thunder Butt did in my interview? Totally interrupted me.
Are you interrupting his interview?
I'm sorry to hear that, but...
Hey, Jesse. So let's have a proper interview right here, right now.
Well, I was going to interview Rouge there, but...
You were just interviewing me.
I'm sorry, Rouge, you had your match. It was fine. It was great.
All right.
It's my time.
It wasn't
my
fine.
Match is coming up.
It was great.
I'm sorry, I have to go to a higher standard. Because I'm the best in the world.
I think your hair must taste good.
What? What do you... My hair?
Everyone else was eating it.
No one was eating my hair, no, okay?
That was his, her sister.
I'm gonna try it.
I really prefer it.
I started.
Why do we have such weird people?
And Rouge does pretty much the exact same thing during the second interview. Stares over her head and chews on her hair.
That's it. I'll say my piece in the ring.
All right.
His mimicker goes and does.
And if anyone gets in the ring and messes it up.
Everyone else doing it. I'm not.
I mean, I want to say I'm not a follower, but it's kind of my thing.
Let's get back to the action in the ring.
It is good.
All right, so Jesse Evans, your entrance is first. Where are you from again?
Brooklyn, New York.
This match is scheduled for one fall.
I think Nightstorm should be interviewed by the last girl, and I just come over and just start doing what...
No. You come over and start trying to eat her hair. She just socks you.
Coming down the aisle first from Brooklyn, New York, Jesse Evans.
No.
Get your usual mix of booze and cheers.
What's your entrance music? Do you know?
It is
Candyland.
Kind of like gritty rock.
Okay.
So you're coming down with the mic in your hand?
Yeah.
I do not get the respect I deserve. I got new, this fresh blood interrupting my promos. I have shitty stipulations added to matches without my consent. And then I got a 7-foot-tall giant calling me out.
And you can't teach that.
Every week, week in, week out, I prove why I am the best in the world. And if I have to destroy you to prove it, I will. Just like I'm going to do with Nightstorm today. Like I'm going to go do the G3 next week. And if anyone else in the back has anything else they want to say to me, say it in my face, and I will destroy you.
Rooster come out and be like, hi. I have nothing bad to say. I just wanted to say hi.
I would say, do a cut a promo.
Say, thanks for saying my match is great.
Yeah, that'd be cut a promo.
Cut a promo.
So roll plus look.
Hey! Look! Listen! Hey! Listen!
Yeah, the provocative starts with really solid stats.
Say, like, you know, if you have a problem with me, let's sell him a ring like a real man.
Look plus one, power minus two, real zero, work minus one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look. Hey.
11.
Okay, so you connect with the audience, you gain momentum, and pick from the 7 to 9 list.
Wait, what were you just starting with?
Mark.
Huh?
Stop it, Alex. Where are his starting stats?
Plus one, minus two, zero, minus one.
Yeah.
And then I add one to one of them.
I don't add another stipulation. I don't want Creator to put me in a match. Create one key with a subject. I'll do another momentum because it has. This is another, one to 7-9 is gain one momentum.
So okay.
I'll gain two.
Sounds good.
Give me one more momentum, please. Yeah.
All right, so Mike Nightstorm's music hits. He's headed down the aisle right now. Did I write down where he's from? Yes, I did. I actually remembered.
From the Nightstorm.
Why are the police sitting in so many...
And his opponent from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Mike, the Last Hellion Nightstorm.
Hellions rule.
The crowd's very solidly booing him. He doesn't have a mixed reaction like you. He has a boo reaction. He's very...
I wonder if Charlie will listen to this.
No.
I am Facebook friends with him.
Me too.
My sister is.
My sister?
Division was the best WAWF tag team champions, holding the title on 2 consecutive occasions.
And their special guest referee for tonight... Solid Ice Brian Diamond! He comes out. The crowd's solidly behind him.
Mm-hmm.
You go see his clear-cut face. The crowd's very much into his act.
I'm solid.
Alright, so since you did so well on the cut of promo, I'm going to say that you start off with control.
Well, immediately I will get in the face of Diamond, and I will yell at him. I will demand that he. I will get in his face, and be like, "You better be a fucking fair referee, all right? I don't want to see any shit. Got it?"
He just stares at you. He just shakes his head and chuckles to himself. Start the match.
All right, and then...
I'm not rolling dice anymore.
Now it's just clamped.
James is clamped.
He's going to get the clamps! Get the clamps!
All right, what am I going to start with? I guess I will start with a lockup with...
Nice Storm.
Nice Storm.
I have a pineapple hat.
And
a pineapple apple hat.
The, yeah. And I will
pineapple
with the lock up, and then I will kind of gain the advantage. I will kind of go around his back.
Mm-hmm.
And go with a German suplex.
I'm going to say there might be a power roll. He's a
big... Actually, what's the... I'll try to go for the bridge and the what's like when like when you do a German but you go for the pin and the bridge.
Yeah, bridge.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Oh my god!
What was that?
It just sounded like
the brownies in.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It looks like paint the green for a second. I was like, uh-oh.
Why is Alex interrupting Miley's smash? I didn't say anything.
You guys were talking like the whole time through our match.
No, I wasn't. I was playing a game. I made sure I was not.
No, you and Chris were talking.
I was the record. I was...
The two of you were cooking.
You mean interrupting this? This is an accident. I'm sorry.
He just wanted a brownie.
All he wanted was a brownie! Why, God?
Why? Alright, so it's a bridging German suplex.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's that?
I'm going to say, let's see. It can either go plus work or plus power. Because, choose whichever one's better for you.
Work.
Because he's a big guy, so it goes just
work. Man, I'm out of work. 11.
Okay. So you keep control, and you either gain two momentum or you gain one heat with your opponent.
How much momentum?
Two.
Two momentum? Alright.
It doesn't get the pin.
No, of course not.
Right.
It'd probably be like...
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
One move. Because it's freaking Lesnar and Goldberg.
He did three moves.
Right.
Then, so he'll kick out.
Oh, I'm not browning. Too bad.
Stop having diabetes.
Yeah. No!
You want a pickle instead? So I will, as immediately when he kicks out, I will run at the ropes, and then as Nystrom's getting up, I will do like a flying, like, because I imagine when I did the German,
mm-hmm.
it was near the corner, so when he's getting up, he's kind of in the corner.
Okay. So, I would just mention that Diamond's count was a normal pace.
Yeah,
count. He wasn't.
So as he's, I'll try to get faster. I'll jump to the ropes and bounce off and do like a flying knees when he's like in the like because Nystrom's getting up in the corner, so I do flying knees into him in the corner.
Okay.
Then, maybe I'll do about a couple. I do one. I hit him. I jump in again. He then counters it and like throws me into like the turnbuckle. All
right. I'm gonna give a plus heat roll because that's a memorable sequence.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have high heat with him, right?
We're at 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm already maxed out with him.
Oh, so yeah. So you roll plus heat.
Oh my gosh.
Favorite plus.
Isn't there some? There's a bonus for ending a match with someone where you have 4.
Yeah, we reset it to 1. Wait, no, no. We gain 1 audience. No, I'm saying yeah, we gain 1 audience. We did
right.
So I got yeah, I definitely got. I got like a.
And then when you finish a feud, you reset the heat to plus 1.
Okay.
I got 11 again. Yeah.
All right. So again, either plus 2 momentum or plus 1 heat with your opponent. You can't go higher than 4. So.
I have a bunch of momentum already. Wait, what is it?
Either plus 2 momentum or plus 1 heat with your
opponent. Yeah, I can't. So I'm gaining more momentum.
Me too?
No.
He's got...
I got right here.
It's a little kid too.
So I guess... I'm not sure what moves... Nystrom does.
He's a bigger guy. He's like 6'8 or so. He's a power.
So I'm throwing into the ropes, and he's maybe he will start like driving his shoulder into me through the because he threw me into the ring
right.
Ropes, so you know he's shoulder like throwing his shoulder into me in the ring in the ropes. Then he maybe
he goes for like a
gun.
What?
Gun.
God, yeah, he goes for a gun that shoots me.
Roll plus real.
What am I trying to think of?
Well, wait, what position? Like, he's shoulder blocked you a few times.
Yeah, so he, you know, I go on the ring, he comes up, and then, maybe he does, like, he goes for, like, a slam.
So, like, kind of a scoop slam?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright.
But I will counter that, and into, like, a arm lock.
Okay. I'm going to give you a momentum. So that I take the drink.
Okay. Kind of boat.
Okay, so you've got him in an arm lock?
Yeah.
Alright, so, like, did you bring him to the grounds?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Alright, so...
Like, I reverse it, and I kind of go put a, like, you know, kind of like Asuka does. She, like, when she's, like, up top, and then she, like, someone tries to do a thing, she counters it into, like, a... Yeah.
Alright, so he's holding on through the lock. He's not tapping out. You know, like, he's in pain, but eventually... He grab so you got like your arms around. He grabs you with the other hand and stands up and starts. It's a little bit of a struggle, but he manages to pull you up from in the arm lock, and then kind of bring you up into the same position and powerbomb you down. He goes for a pinfall. It's you kick out. He's getting frustrated because that was, you know, he's been mostly on the losing side tonight so far. So he like brings you up again. He shoves you against the ropes, and when you come back, he tries to, you know, like that pancake thing where they try to push you up and let you fall.
Mm-hmm. It's favorite cake.
So
you mean when he tries to do the lift in Dirty Dancing?
Sure.
We went over this yesterday, Chris. It's beefcake.
Oh, right.
So
I knew that.
Beefcake!
It was the wrong one.
He tries to pancake you up like that. You go up, but you swing your momentum in midair, and you come down, drop kicking him in the chest. He stumbles back against the ropes as you get your balance back. And he swings at you as you come back. You duck under it, and you bring him back for another German. He's going full Lesnar.
Nate? Oh, he's going for...
No, you're hitting him with another German.
Yeah.
That one gets a two count. So, he manages back up to his feet. Let's see. You get a few solid punches to stagger him back. But then he grabs one of your punches. He pulls you forward. That's when he gets you into a scoop slam. Mm-hmm. And kind of like does a sit-down scoop slam. It's kind of like a Michinoku driver.
Yeah.
He goes for the pin. He gets a two.
As he gets the pin, that's when...
No, it was 1-2.
I know. Oh.
It was 1-2. He wasn't getting three.
No, he's not getting three.
He got that two count.
He argues a bit with Diamond, saying, you know, that was a slow count. What the hell are you doing?
I will then, with the referee's attention to Nice Storm, because of Nice Storm, I will go for a low blow, and then I'm going to low blow him, and then roll up with a handful of tanks.
All right.
A handful of tanks?
Tights.
Oh, okay. Tights.
Both of tights.
I thought you said tanks.
Tights.
Tanks, dude.
I mean, that would probably be more effective, just throw a tank at him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Diamond's going to start counting the pinfall. But he's going
to...
Huh?
Yeah, move.
Oh, is that something you can roll for that, or...
When you do something underhanded...
Right.
Spend two momentum, and then take one of the following.
Okay.
God damn it.
Oh, wait, I don't want to do that.
Hmm?
I'll pick one of the following. I have wearing one plus one heat. So I will leave someone helplessly lying on the floor. That makes sense. Never mind, I won't use it.
Okay.
I don't like any of the...
As an anti-hero, can't you use, like, Bolt or something?
Yes, I can.
How that works.
Yeah, I can. Yep.
Okay. Oh, but you can't do the heal thing and then take off the Vader face.
No, I can do both of them I want.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't activate the thing by doing the thing that was
heal maneuver.
But then use a baby face choice.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, Diamond's going to catch the pulling the tights because, you know, he was here more being against Nightstorm, but you've been getting his face too.
Uh-huh.
So if the situation was a little different, he might have been happy to just count the pin for Nightstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's noticed the tights, he stops the pinfall, and he like kind of gets in your face a bit. And, you know, you're pulling the tights, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
He's motioning, you're pulling the tights, man. You're pulling the tights. I'm breaking that count, that pinfall. No pin, two count.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I knew you were gonna fuck me over. I knew you were gonna screw me over.
You're pulling the tights. My hands are tied.
This is Kangaroo Court. There's no way I pull the tights.
Eric's favorite court.
Kangaroo Court. Nightstorm is getting up by this point. So, and your distraction with the ref.
This is Kangaroo Court.
He's going to try to do the same thing to you.
Oh, no.
So he hits you with the same thing. He rolls you up. He goes to pull the tights. Diamond counts to two, sees the tights, stops the pinfall on him.
Mm.
They start arguing now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to call this here.
Okay.
Because this is the point where there's an interference.
Oh, okay.
Eric's favorite interference.
World champion Christian Faith runs down the aisle.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, James. I'm supposed to interfere.
That's all right.
Oh, well, no. I'll back off if you want.
That's cool.
I'm supposed to come in and help.
Nah, we'll do it later on.
I'll leave that to you then. I'll be happy to change
that.
That's
why I was saying when he was pinned, I was going to come in and stop the pin.
That's all right. I mean, you can do it later on.
No, but I'd rather change it for a player then.
Okay.
Okay, so what? So
well, I was supposed to wait till he was losing, though, like where it looked like he was going to lose. That's what I was waiting for. Was
yeah. So I'll hold off what I was planning.
Christian
Faith. He doesn't.
Originally, if Christian Faith didn't show up again, I was going to come out with Christian Faith's music to distract Knight. That was my original plan. But then you said Faith came back.
You can still do that. But he hasn't been back on TV yet.
Yeah.
He's at the arena.
So what if instead of the guy going for the pin on Meyer, he, like, grabs him and then hits him, and so he's stunned. And then whatever the fuck his name is starts hamming it up to the crowd.
So maybe all right, so maybe Christian Music's hits.
Sure, okay.
Christian Faith Music hits.
And I run out, dressed as how Christian Faith would normally dress, but I have two purple marks on my face.
Yay, purple. And with Nightstorm distracted, I will hit him with my finisher.
Okay.
Looks like somebody forgot
to kill
the
Switch.
Alright, well, I was going to have this... originally, it was going to end in a DQ victory for you with Faith getting interfering, but this kind of ended in a cheap pinfall victory for you instead. So, roll the finisher.
Alright. Finisher.
Gotta adapt.
Finishing move. Alright. Roll what? Look.
See, if the ref was corrupt, I was going to interfere, knock out the ref, and then help him knock out Knight, and then drag the ref over and use the ref's hand to count.
Technically, the ref was originally corrupt against Nightstorm. But then Jesse Evans got in his face.
Oh, I do.
And remember, you could spend momentum if the roll doesn't go so well.
I got it. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, so you're going to fill it out to a 10?
Yeah.
So how does the 10 work for your character again?
It's the same. I hit the finisher clean.
10.
Whether
10.
you choose whether you gain one audience or the opponent does. I gain one audience.
Yeah, fuck the NPCs.
Yeah. I gain the audience. And that's it.
Alright, so you hit him. What's your finisher?
A kill switch.
The move Christian did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you, as he's distracted by what he originally initially thinks is Christian faith, and then just realizes, wait a minute, that's not. And then he's brought around for the kill switch. Brought down, Diamond's happy to count the pin, because he's not a big fan of you, but he's more not a big fan of Nightstorm. And your winner, Jesse Evans! You get your same mixed reaction, though there are a couple more cheers than before. Because the crowd's not a fan of Nightstorm.
I told you! I told you I was the best!
Alright, so Nightstorm is reeling right now. He's still rolling back from his finisher. Diamond is kind of staring off out to you, James. Like, wondering what the hell...
I'm giving him the two thumbs up.
I give him a thumbs up. I told you I was the best!
Mimicker, you feel a pat on your back.
Uh-oh.
You turn around. Guess who it is?
It's Pikachu. Marlene for me chewing on her hair.
It's the actual Christian Fate.
I go, oh, sorry, and I take off my wig and put it on.
He just kind of stares at you for a moment. So he, like, looks you over. Not bad. And he walks towards the ring. He's carrying his title. He rolls in the ring. He just kind of stares at you, Evans. Looks down at Nightstorm. Looks at the both of you. Just kind of gives you a shake of the head. He holds his title up, points to it, points to himself.
Hold on to that title. It's mine. I'm coming for that title.
And that's when Nightstorm does manage to recover and tackles you.
Oh. That's not what I bitch.
Diamonds jumps in the fight to break things up because he also wants a piece of kind of both of you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say the show ends in a three-way brawl with you three while Faith is just standing there holding the belts and shaking his head. Alright. So that's pretty much it. That's another War Room show in the books.
Yeah.
Rick's favorite show in the books.
Sorry, I tried to make the match a little shorter this time so there wasn't as much downtime for the people.
That's it?
Yeah.
No closeout?
It was a close. It was a big brawl.
Big brawl.
Oh, okay.
Three-way brawl and another guy had...
I mean, there could be a backstage close out if you guys want to have some more role-playing time. I'm fine with that.
So I already had plus one rounds because I had plus four. So I ended the episode at the end. I got five and plus four.
Plus four what?
Audience.
Oh.
So next time you make the over move.
Right, you make the over move because... Oh, and Brian, doesn't that put you down to plus three, or did you already...
I dropped down.
Okay, right. Yeah, if you want some more, you know, interaction time, that's fine.
Oh, I also mark an advance.
Is Christian face the heel, or...
He's a face.
Okay.
Sounds
that's
like
why he ends attack you.
Face.
That's why he ends attack you.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm like, I'm going to start, like, we're not worthy. I'm going to start bowing to him, and I was like, wait a minute, that might be over the top. And if he's a heel, then he's my natural enemy.
This was my natural enemy. Fever natural.
My favorite.
Yeah. Eric's favorite type of
enemy. Because he had a ton of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, his character's kind of
Next time, I'm going to start with Evan Jessup's getting a brain scan.
His character's full of stuff.
I mean, that's all I had planned. If you have anything.
No, I don't have anything.
We all kiss and...
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I was just having
fun. Yeah, all wrestlers, of course, have an orgy at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
That's tradition.
We're all well watches.
Alright, so yeah, I mean, like, I always feel like I don't know how if it really came off well, but
some people like it.
I'm very self-conscious about myself.
I wish I knew
more about wrestling,
yeah.
So then I can
participate
live
wrestling with us. Then.
Wait until my game if Ryan ever posts it.
Hey, but you guys have been doing fine for, like, Ryan, you've been doing fine for not knowing it, and Alex, you jumped right in with the character. That was pretty great.
Watch wrestling. It's a good wrestling is good.
No,
I don't want that. It's all right. Not after what I've seen today.
Not that
no,
wrestling.
Wrestling went really downhill from what I used to watch.
I will show you.
Oh, I don't think we have to watch TNA.
I will show you like NXT, and you will like because it's good wrestling.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's not my tea of cups. Or however that's said.
Neither is that.
Well, it's not your
Eric,
wine
you're the one
of
with
tea.
The remote.
Sorry, I'm cleaning things
you
up.
You got a sign
to say?